And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Leeds Arena here in Hanover, New Hampshire. It's Ivy League men's basketball tonight as the Dartmouth Towers Big Green, with a record of 5-21 overall, 1-9 in the Ivy League, will take on the Penn Quakers. They are 15-11 overall and 7-2 in the Ivy League. My name is Dave Collins. So glad to have you along here on DartmouthSports.com. As Dartmouth takes on Penn, they come off a win last week at home here against the Brown Bears by a final score of 58-53. That snapped the 8-game losing streak and gave them their first win in the Ivy League for the Big Green. For Penn, they are coming off 3 straight wins. The last one came last week in New York City, actually at home in Philadelphia, an overtime win 61-59 over Columbia. Penn will take on Harvard tomorrow night, that game on ESPN3, and Dartmouth will host Princeton tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So as we get set to figure out what's going to happen in the Ivy League, we can tell you some other games going on tonight that have importance in men's basketball. Of course, Dartmouth eliminated from Ivy League title contention, but Cornell and Brown are still in it. Also, Princeton and Harvard, that's the big game tonight at 7 o'clock, and Columbia takes on Yale in New Haven. Dartmouth sports earlier this afternoon, Dartmouth women's hockey, ECAC playoffs, the quarterfinal round, best of three. St. Lawrence defeated Dartmouth in game one in overtime by a final of 4-3. Game two tomorrow will be at 2 o'clock, and that'll be on DartmouthSports.com. We will take a break. We'll be back with the starting lineups. Opening chat tonight here on the Dartmouth Sports Network. It's Penn and Dartmouth here on DartmouthSports.com.
Deluxe continental breakfast with a make-your-own waffle station, high-speed internet, and clean, pet-friendly rooms, you will feel right at home. The Comfort Inn is ideally located at the interchange of Interstate 89 and Interstate 91 with easy access to central and northern Vermont attractions and offers easy access to Dartmouth College, Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, ski resorts, and the rest of the scenic Upper Valley. 802-295-3051.
Thousands of Upper Valley commuters have discovered that taking the bus is the way to go. It saves money, eliminates parking hassles, and helps improve Upper Valley air quality by reducing pollution from auto dealer exhaust. Advanced Transit provides convenient, safe, friendly, and free bus service. Route and schedule information is available online at www.advancedtransit.com or by calling our offices at 802-295-1824. Roll back your commuting costs. Roll with Advanced Transit.
Well, I'm a real hungry man and I don't wanna hear no job. I need a summer pizza if I'm gonna stay alive. I pick up my phone and dial 643-6135. There's everything but anchovies. They got a peppers and roni, onion, and shrimp. And if you want, they'll bring it right up to your room. So call 643-6135.
Hey Roland, is there a restaurant in Hanover that can accommodate groups of up to 100?
Yeah, there's everything but anchovies, and their dining room even stays open till 2 a.m.
Really?
So what kind of food do they serve?
Well, they have great pizza and sandwiches, but my favorite has to be the all-you-can-eat pasta. They have 5 different all-you-can-eat pasta specials every night.
Really?
But my kids, they can't eat that much pasta.
EBA's is a great kids menu too.
And my wife?
Don't worry, they have a huge soup and salad bar, so the whole family will be happy.
But where is everything but anchovies?
EBA's is on 5 Allen Street in Hanover, right behind the Dartmouth bookstore.
Call 643-6135. It's everything but anchovies.
Hey Roland, I'm hungry.
Looking for a great meal before the game or show? Come in and visit us at Zen's at the Hanover Inn for just the right mix of great food and great atmosphere. We have great new menu offerings starting at $10, and the oysters are back for the season. If that isn't enough, kids 12 and under eat free from our new kids menu, including pizza, pasta, chicken tenders, and tacos. Also, we are now open at 5 p.m., so you can come early and be sure to get to the game or show in time, any night of the week. New menu offerings, oysters, kids eat free, and newly added TV at the bar, and now open at 5 p.m. If you haven't been to Zins lately, you haven't been to Zins.
This you're looking for the finest quality screen-printed t-shirts and apparel, turn to TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire. Since 1982, TK Sportswear has been the number one choice of Dartmouth groups, local organizations, schools, and other Upper Valley organizations. Because TK Sportswear delivers the best quality, value, and award-winning designs every time. For the best screen-printed t-shirts and apparel at the best prices, visit tksports.com today. And save on quality. TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire.
And welcome back to Lead Arena here in Hanover. Dartmouth and Penn tonight from Hanover, New Hampshire. First, the starting lineup for the Penn Quakers. They come with a record of 15-11 overall, 7-2 in the Ivy League. They will start at one guard position, 6'3 sophomore from Van Nuys, California. That's Miles Cartwright. Number one, Zach Rose, of the 6'1 senior who beat Dartmouth with a three-pointer with 3.5 seconds to go in Philadelphia a few weeks ago. He gets to start at the other guard position. That is Zach Rose. And Henry Brooks, the forward up front, 6'8 freshman from Fairborn, Georgia. He's wearing number 3 tonight. Number 22, Steve Bernard, gets to start at the other forward position, a 6'2 sophomore from Haslett, New Jersey. And Rob Belcourt is a 6'6 senior, the big man in the center, from Lake Forest, Illinois, wearing number 34. For Dartmouth, John Bone gets to start at one guard position, 6'6 freshman from Freehold, New Jersey. At the other guard position for Dartmouth will be number 1, 6'2 sophomore from Plano, Texas. That is Tyler Melville. Up front for Dartmouth will be David Ruffle, 6'4 senior from Warwick, Rhode Island. Also, Javante Brooks, 6'6 freshman from Santee, California. And Gavis Naldunas, the big man in the center, 6'8 freshman from Lithuania. Penn, 15-11 overall, 7-2 in the Ivy League. Dartmouth, 5-21 overall, 1-9 in the Ivy League. The Quakers are coached by Jerome Allen in his third year, 34-41 overall. For Dartmouth, it's head coach Paul Cormier with a big 97 wins and 139 losses. Dartmouth coming off a one-game winning streak at home against Brown last week, 58-53. They beat the Bears, snapping an eight-game losing streak and getting their first win in the Ivy League. For Penn, they've won 3 in a row. Their last game at home against Columbia, they beat the Lions in overtime, 61-59. Dartmouth headed right to left across your computer screen for tonight's matchup. Dartmouth in their home white uniforms, crimson green with green numerals and letters. And for Penn, they're in their away blue uniforms, trimmed in white and red with white numerals and letters. John Golden, the jump center, he'll go up against Henry Brooks. 20 minutes up on the board. We are just about set to go. Dartmouth women are in Princeton tonight. Penn at the Palestra. We'll keep you updated on that game. Other Ivy League games, Princeton at Harvard, Cornell at Brown, and Columbia at Yale. Jump of center, Golden wins the tap, and we are underway here in Hanover tonight. Melville with the basketball, up ahead to David Ruffle, over to John Golden, and the Penn crowd is into it as Ruffle lays it up and in to score the first 2 points for Dartmouth. 19:40 remaining, first half, and a 2-0 lead for the Big Green. Penn has brought their cheerleaders and their band in the away visitor section here at Lead Arena tonight. Over the sideline, it's Penn with the basketball. Here is Cartwright. Guarded by Golden, Dartmouth in a man-to-man defense. Now with the basketball, it's Renard, the 6'2 sophomore from Haslett, New Jersey. Up to Rosen, who has been not only a dagger, but a machete in the side of Dartmouth. And the foul is called against Melville as he pushed off against Rosen. That's team foul number 1 in Melville's first personal. And a fresh shot clock for the Quakers. Dartmouth women's hockey lost game 1 of their best of 3 series, 4-3 in overtime against St. Lawrence. Game 2 will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Dartmouth men in action. Late start time, 7:30 against Clarkson. Underneath, wide open layup is up and good for Henry Brooks of the Quakers. And we're tied at 2 with 19:05 to play here in the first half. As Brooks scores. Here's Melville over the timeline for the Big Green. Melville in the front court, guarded by Rosen. Gets by Rosen, gets double team, throws the ball away. Cartwright with it. Penn on the run. Cartwright in the front court. Stops the foul line off to the left-hand side. The 3 is up and off the mark by Renard. Defensive rebound by Ruffle, but he throws it away. Second straight turnover by the Big Green. Here's Cartwright with the basketball. Gets by Maldunas. Layup counted in the foul as Maldunas was out of position and Dartmouth was out of sync on defense. 4-2 lead for the Quakers with 18:21 to play in the first half. And the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity up for Miles Cartwright of the Quakers. Trotter in. Griffin in. Ruffle and Melville out. Those two are the last ones to make the turnovers for Dartmouth. And Cartwright will be at the line. The rest of his teammates are right at center court. They've got faith in Cartwright. As Cartwright at the line, 72%. Foul shot is up and good. 5-2 lead for Penn. 18:38 to play here in the first half. That was against Maldunas, his first team, second. Griffin has the ball stolen. First straight turnover by Dartmouth. Here's Rosen to the hole. Layup left is short. Rebound, who's got it? Maldunas finally controls it. Nope, that's Golden for Dartmouth. Kicks it off to Trotter, but Dartmouth has turned the ball over. Three straight possessions. Here's Trotter in the front court for the Big Green. Trotter with the basketball. Directing traffic. 18 on the shot clock as he gives it off to John Golden, who's guarded shirt to shirt by Renard. Golden to Maldunas, top of the key. Off to Golden. Golden goes around one man, goes up and flushes it home. Right over top of Cartwright. He got by two men and a freshman with the dunk and brings Dartmouth to within one. 5-4 lead for the Quakers with 17:48 remaining in the first half. Here's Rosen. Gets it off to Belcourt. That's the man that Golden just beat a moment ago. Here's Rosen with it over to Cartwright on the right-hand side, guarded by Golden. 16 to shoot for Penn. Off to Rosen once again, gets double-teamed, and the ball taken away. Javonte Brooks up to Jabari Trotter. The layup is blocked. Nobody yells help, but Brooks puts it up and in. You've got three guys. Somebody's got to yell help when Trotter gets close to the bucket. And a timeout called by the Quakers as Dartmouth now takes the lead 6-5 with 17:26 remaining in the first half, and that'll leave the Quakers with four timeouts. It was a great steal by Brooks, a great move by Trotter, but he had to be aware that Brooks was failing behind him and that was going to slap that ball away. Luckily, Javonte Brooks for Dartmouth was right there to put it back up and in, and Dartmouth now has the 6-5 lead. Other games going on, as we mentioned tonight, Princeton at Harvard, that game just underway, Cornell at Brown just underway, and Columbia and Yale, 30 seconds in, they are just underway as well. So after the timeout called by Penn, that leaves them with fourth, with four timeouts. Dartmouth with three. Rosen over the timeline. Cartwright now has it off to the left-hand side to Belcourt. Belcourt with the basketball off to Rosen in the lane. Fadeaway jumper up and good by the southpaw Zach Rosen. Senior scores two, Penn up by one. 7-6 Quakers with 17:05 remaining in the first half. And a foul off the ball. This will be the first one against the Quakers. As it'll be a fresh shot clock for Dartmouth. Trotter, Griffin, Golden, Maldunas, and Brooks. Those are the five on the floor. Here's Golden to inbound it with a fresh shot clock. Gets it to Trotter. Trotter with the basketball. He is guarded by Renard. Now down low to Maldunas. Maldunas backs his way in. Maldunas with the foul line. Kicks it back to R.J. Griffin. Griffin gets double teamed at the top of the key. Off to Trotter. Fakes the 3:20 on the shot clock. Back to Griffin. Wide open is Golden calling for the basketball beyond the arc on the left-hand side. He finally gets it. Tries to get a screen from Maldunas. Pushes off a bit. Tries to take his man off the dribble in the lane. Travel with the basketball. 16:39 remaining in the first half, 7-6 lead for Penn, and another turnover by Jarvis. That's turnover number four in this basketball game so far. Golden just got trapped underneath the bucket. So Cartwright has it now for the Quakers over the timeline as Penn works left to right across your radio dial and computer screen. Now with the basketball, this is Brooks. Brooks off to Rosen in the lane. Fadeaway jumper. High rainbow off the mark. No good. Brooks comes down with a rebound for Dartmouth. Up ahead to Trotter. Trotter behind the back dribble. Kicks it away, but right into the hands of Maldunas. Rosen got over quick enough to knock it away. Now Trotter has it back again. Right at the sideline beyond the arc. Drives past Rosen. Layup. Oh, he left it long. Trotter with a great move, but couldn't finish with the layup. Put it off the back of the rim. Quakers come the other way. Here's Rosen with it. Up top to Cartwright. Swing it around to the right-hand side. In the corner is Belcourt. Now off to Rosen. Takes the jumper. Gets past Golden. Now dishes it down low. Here's Brooks trying to make a move. Goes up with a shot. No good. Maldunas falls down. Whistle and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Penn. And Dartmouth will have it when we come back. 7-6. Quakers on top of Dartmouth. 15:51 remaining first half. We are back after this from the Dartmouth Sports Network.
Just in person, employing a framework of 13 potential wealth management issues. With the area's largest and most experienced staff of advisors, accountants, and portfolio managers, we are ready to help you. I'm Dennis Mitchell, Certified Financial Planner and Senior Vice President of Ledger Financial Advisors. Call me to get started at 603-640-2715.
You need to have a breakfast meeting, but you don't want the same old breakfast options. Why not try the Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara Park? The Courtyard by Marriott has an extensive breakfast buffet open daily from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with everything you could possibly imagine for a hearty, healthy breakfast. Relax and be comfortable. And here's a thought. Treat yourself to a weekend getaway from home. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara is a perfect location to take advantage of relaxation by the pool or a libation of choice in their cozy pub. And better yet, you won't have to take a loan out to buy a tank of gas to get there. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara, with your elegantly decorated rooms, options for fun and relaxation, all in your own backyard. From meeting rooms to a weekend getaway, breakfast to an after-dinner libation, the Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara is your destination. Call them today at 603-643-5600 or book online at www.marriott.com. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara. Your options are limitless.
Back here at Lead Arena in Hanover, 15:40 remaining, first half, 7-6 lead for the Quakers, another turnover by Dartmouth. As we go the other way, this is Rosen with the basketball, slowly dribbles it over the timeline for Penn. Matt LeBeau sets to check in next dead ball. Right now it's Brooks, Trotter, Golden, Maldunas, and Griffin, the five on the floor for the Big Green. Pass inside to Carter, he tries to dish it off, ball loose on the floor. Who's got it? It's Brooks coming away with it. 14 on the shot clock, plenty of time for the Quakers to reset the offense. 15-15 to go, first half. 7-6 lead for Penn here in Hanover. Rosen splits the defense off the Belcourt. Hit three, air ball, missed everything. And Griffin comes away with it for the Big Green. This is Trotter with a basketball right now for Dartmouth. Over the timeline in the front court, Klecko's going to get up off the bench and join the fray. Now here's Golden with a basketball for Dartmouth. Carried the basketball, he turned it over. Another turnover for John Golden. That's turnover number 7 for Dartmouth here in the first half alone. Matt LeBeau checks in. Maldunas out. Also Krekko in for Golden. 7-6. Penn still on top. 14:49 remaining here in the first half. Rosen with the basketball. Up ahead this time. He's guarded by Trotter. Moves it off to Fran Doherty, who just checked in the ballgame. 6'8 sophomore from New Britain, Pennsylvania, just up the road from the Penn campus in Philadelphia. Kick it out to Rosen. Rosen fakes the three against Trotter. Goes in, kicks it back out to Belcourt. He still has it. 10 on the shot clock. Back to Cartwright to reset the offense for the Quakers. Cartwright guarded by Krekko. Gets the screen. 5 on the shot clock. Nice give and go. But the pass is deflected into Belcourt's arm. He collides with Griffin. Trotter comes away with it for Dartmouth. In the front court for the Big Green, this is Jabari Trotter. Matt LeBeau trying to post up the big man. Down low for Dartmouth. 14:05 left. First half, 7-6, Penn on top. Krekko to LeBeau. Now it's Brooks. Brooks at the foul line for Dartmouth. 17 on the shot clock. LeBeau fakes the jumper. Back out to Griffin, who resets the offense. 10 on the shot clock for the Big Green. Griffin waits for a pick from LeBeau. Gets it. 6 on the shot clock. Has to hurry. Brooks with a long jumper for 2 off the mark. No good. Batted around. LeBeau comes up with a rebound. Nice move by Matt LeBeau. And a fresh shot clock for Dartmouth. LeBeau being guarded by Fran Doherty. Here's Trotter, right baseline, kicks it off into the corner, tic-tac-toe passing. Brooks in the lane, goes with the floater, left it short, tries for his own rebound, it's knocked away, and the Quakers have it. Here's Rosen over the timeline for Penn. 7-6, Penn on top, we've been stuck on that score for a while, with 13-13 to play here in the first half. Rosen with the basketball now, guarded by Trotter, spins away, left elbow jumper, it's good. Zach Rosen with a quick release, and a 9-6 lead now for Penn. With 13 minutes to play in the first half, Melville set to check in next dead ball for the Big Green. Over the timeline, here's Trotter with the basketball. Hands it off to Kirk Krekko. Krekko guarded by Rosen, man-to-man defense by the Quakers. R.J. Griffin now has it right at the center of the Big D logo, directing traffic. LeBeau has it, now off to Griffin. Griffin with 15 on the shot clock for Dartmouth. Gets a screen from LeBeau. Now Griffin looking to drive in. Draws contact. No call. Brooks lost the basketball. Right into the hands of Trotter. He'll fire for 3. Off the mark. No good. Ball batted around. Who's got it? Last touch by Brooks. And we will go the other way. 9-6, Penn on top with 12:29 to play here in the first half. A very low-scoring affair. Now with the basketball, Marion Koop coach, the son of Tony Koop coach, just checks in for the Quakers. As Rosen has it right now. Now Koop coach has the basketball. Down low, this is Doherty. And the ball knocked away. And here is Melville with it. Melville over the timeline. Melville almost double dribbled. Now to Krecko. Krecko with the basketball. Krecko moves back beyond the arc. 12 minutes to play in the first half. 9-6. Penn on top. Melville, though, drains the three. And we are tied at 9. And Rosen is very upset with Cameron Crocker. The 6'3 freshman just checked in. Rosen saying, that's your guy, that's your guy. As Melville drains the three, and we're tied at 9 with 11:40 to play here in the first half. Now with the basketball, this is Rosen. Rosen, he'll fire a three himself. It's good! Oh, he said, the heck with this, I'll do it myself. And the senior buries another three. Dartmouth's seen that story before. And now it's a 12-9 lead for Penn with 11:15 to play here in the first half. Whistle and a foul off the ball, and this will lead us to immediate timeout. Foul against Penn, Dartmouth's ball, fresh shot clock when we come back. 11:15 to go first half, 12-9 Penn on top. We're back after this on the Dartmouth Sports Network.
You need to have a breakfast meeting, but you don't want the same old breakfast options. Why not try the Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara Park? The Courtyard by Marriott has an extensive breakfast buffet open daily from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with everything you could possibly imagine for a hearty, healthy breakfast. Relax and be comfortable. And here's a thought. Treat yourself to a weekend getaway from home. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara is a perfect location to take advantage of relaxation by the pool or a libation of choice in their cozy pub. And better yet, you won't have to take a loan out to buy a tank of gas to get there. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara, with your elegantly decorated rooms, options for fun and relaxation all in your own backyard. From meeting rooms to a weekend getaway, breakfast to an after-dinner libation, the Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara is your destination. Call them today at 603-643-5600 or book online at www.marriott.com. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara. Your options are limitless.
The Canoe Club in the center of Hanover offers a stylish yet informal gathering spot for the Upper Valley. The Canoe Club features fresh and local regional food and beverages, as well as live entertainment 7 nights a week. Since 2003, the Canoe Club has been welcoming guests with an attentive staff, a comfortable setting, delicious inventive food, and drinks until late. Transport yourself into an Adirondack-themed world of fine food, acoustic music, and late-night sociability 363 days a year. The Canoe Club in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Back here in Hanover, 11:15 to play first half, 12-9, 10 on top of Dartmouth. As we take a peek at some of the other Ivy League scores going on right now. 15 minutes to play in the first half at Harvard, Crimson leading Princeton 9-3. 15 minutes to play in the first half, Cornell leading Brown 6-4. 14 minutes to play in the first half, Yale at home leading Columbia 12-5. Off the foul called against Penn, it's their first foul against Rosen. Team second, ball goes out of bounds, Dartmouth with another turnover, that's number 8. So far in the half of the Big Green. 11 minutes to play. First half, 12-9, Quakers on top. Inbounds pass goes to Rosen. As he dribbles it against Melville. LeBeau out there with Melville. Ruffle back in, Griffin, and now Krecko. Ball off the mark, saved by LeBeau. And he'll get credited with the steal as Melville now has the basketball. Tries a pass to Krecko out of bounds. Last touch will save by Penn. And Dartmouth will still have it with 27 on the shot clock. Men's hockey tonight. That's just about to get underway in about 15 minutes at Thompson Arena. Women's hockey lost their first game of the best of three to St. Lawrence 4-3 in overtime. And we'll give you a women's basketball score from Philadelphia in just a moment. Here's Melville in the lane. Kicks it back out to Krecko. 10:37 to play first half. Now Dunas set to check in with Golden once again. In the lane, layup is good, but don't count it. The foul will go against Krecko. Offensive foul against Krecko. His first, team's third. Griffin and LeBeau out, Malgunas and Golden back in for Dartmouth. 12-9, Quakers on top, 10:30 to play, first half here in Hanover. This is Rosen with the basketball. Now on the left-hand side to Bernardini, who just checked in, and a whistle and a foul off the ball. They'll call this against. Greco talking with the official about the charge, seems to understand the explanation now. And a 30-second timeout being called here by head coach Paul Cormier. So that leaves both teams with four. We will keep it right here and let you know that Dartmouth has one more home game left in this 2011-2012 season. They will host the Princeton Tigers tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here at Lead Arena. Come on out and join us. It's senior night where we'll be saying farewell at home to David Ruffoff, Jabari Trotter, and Kirk Kreko, three players who have been through a lot here in their 4 years. Head coach Paul Cormier has the team out at the floor. Usually he has them over by the bench, but they're all out in the center of the floor. And he is intense right now, but you got to give credit to Kreko and Ruffoff and also Trotter. They have hung in there. They've been through three coaches in 4 years, and it's been a little rough on the records. Certainly don't show the effort that those three and the rest of the team too has put in throughout their seasons here as a member of the Dartmouth College Big Green basketball team. So if you can, come on out, join us here at Lead Arena tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and enjoy the show. That's Golden's first foul shot is off the mark, no good. Javonte Brooks set to check in. He will, as he will take out Gavis Maldunas. So Golden connects on one of two. 10 minutes to play, first half. Penn with the ball and the two-point lead, 12-10. And down low, Bernardini layup, no good, offensive foul. Oh, Javonte Brooks, he's been known for getting rebounds, foul shots, and taking charges. That's his first that he's taken here in the first half. It's a turnover by Penn, and we go the other way. 10 minutes to play, first half. 12-10, Penn on top. Melville, Brooks, Golden, Ruffle, and Kreko, the five on the floor for head coach Paul Cormier. As Brooks is doing battle, throwing the elbows with Doherty right now. Kreko in the lane goes with the floater. It is good. Offensive foul, though, and Kreko gets called for the player control foul once again. Second straight time he's driven to the basket. The ball went through the hoop, would have counted, but no, not the case. And that's the second personal against Kirk Kreko. And it'll be the fifth as a team against Dartmouth. Cartwright has the basketball on the front court for Penn. Over to Rosen. Turnaround jumper off the front of the rim. Back of the rim. No good. Tap back up. That one rolls off the rim. Ruffle grabs the rebound for Dartmouth. Pushing it ahead to Golden. Golden had Kreko. Didn't look up for him. Now Melville has the basketball. Guarded by Rosen. 12-10. Penn leads it with 9:15 and counting to play here in the first half. This is Ruffle. Over to Brooks. Brooks now to Golden. Golden with the basketball. Trying to take Kukoc off the dribble to Kreko. He'll fire for three. Left it short, no good. And Doherty picks off the rebound for Penn. To Rosen in the front court. Rosen looking for a break against Melville. Backs it back out and will reset the offense. 25 on the shot clock for the Quakers. Both teams have shot very poorly here in the first half. Now with the basketball, here's Doherty backing his way in against Brooks. Goes up with the layup, left it short. Golden comes away with the basketball for Dartmouth. The other way, Big Green have it in the front court. Golden pulls up right at the top of the key, off the right-hand side to Kreko. Kreko now can't find anybody, has to get rid of it over to Ruffle. Down low, Melville layup, no good, but he does get fouled, and Melville hits the deck hard, landed awkwardly. Let's see if he's all right. Not sure. He's shaking his wrist. Dougherty picks up his first and the team's fifth. 12-10. 10 on top. 8:27 to go in the first. Melville. No, he can't come out of the game because he's got two shots. They do not call Caleb Crowell, the trainer, out yet, or else he'd have to come out of the game. Trotter's set to check in along with Griffin. And Melville's going to be checked by the official to see if he's okay. And Melville says he's all right, so he'll go to the line to shoot two. Five fouls each. Four timeouts left each for both teams. Melville at the line for two foul shots for Dartmouth. Here's Tyler's foul shot. Rims around, it's good. R.J. Griffin will check in for Krekko. Trotter is in there for Melville if he makes this next one. And Matt LeBeau sets the check in. And let's see, they are going to let LeBeau check in for David Ruffel. Melville at the line for one more to try to tie this game. With 8:27 remaining here in the first half. And the next foul shot is up. And it is good. So Melville 2 for 2. He's out. Trotter back in. We're tied at 12. 8:27 to play here in the first half in Hanover. Belcourt inbounds at the Cartwright. Trotter, Brooks, Golden, LeBeau, Griffin, 5 on the floor for the big green. Belcourt, backdoor cut to Cartwright, layup, counted in the foul as Griffin got there late. Oh, you could see that coming from a mile away. The Dartmouth defense didn't see it, though, but Cartwright just said, okay, Belcourt, have it. And a beeline pass to Cartwright underneath, lays it up and in and goes to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Oh, that's tough as now Penn is back in the lead by two. With 8:18 to play in the first half, Cartwright at the line for the end one. It rolls around, it falls through, it's good. Tough inbounds pass, but Trotter finally gets it. Brings it over the timeline for Dartmouth. 27 on the shot clock, 8:07 to play in the first half. 10:15, Dartmouth 12. Off to the right-hand side beyond the arc, Golden has it. Turning against Cartwright, tries to drive in, now goes to the top of the key. LeBeau with it, right baseline. Up top to Brooks. Brooks gets stopped at the foul line, pushes off, foul line jumper, rims around, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Belcourt of Penn. To Cartwright, who will set up the offense for Penn in the front court right now with 7:40 remaining here in the first half. Cartwright gets it back, kicks it off, right-hand side. Bernardini had it for a moment. Now Renard has the basketball. They kick it back out to Bernardini. Bernardini directing traffic with 13 on the shot clock for the Quakers. Rosen is out of the ballgame right now for Penn, but Cartwright doing the damage. Here's Belcourt, left baseline, kicks it back, up top, tic-tac-toe passing. Bernardini double clutches, the jumper left it short. Brooks has the rebound, throws it out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Penn, and that will lead us to a timeout. 10:15, Dartmouth 12, 7:17 remaining first half. We're back after this on the Dartmouth Sports Network.
Another year of Dartmouth Athletics is here. We want you to be a part of it by joining the 2011-2012 Team Green Kids Club. Kids in the 8th grade and under, show your Dartmouth spirit and get awesome opportunities to be involved with the Big Green, like free admission to select Big Green games, an official Team Green Kids Club t-shirt, a free kids meal every Wednesday at one of the Blue Sky restaurants, and much more. Come join the fun at the Team Green Kids Club. For more information, visit the Fan Zone at DartmouthSports.com.
Dartmouth fans, don't miss your chance to be a part of Dartmouth football history. Dartmouth football will host Penn in the first ever night game at Memorial Field at 6 p.m. on October the 1st. This is a historic event that you don't want to miss.
I'm Michael Sparks, head of Dartmouth Hitchcock Sports Medicine. If you have an injury, you can trust that our physicians will get you back to your sport as quickly as possible. All of us on the sports medicine team are athletes, and we suffer the same injuries we treat every day. We understand your drive, and we have the experience and range of treatments to help you. You don't even need a referral to be seen. Call us at 603-650-7788 or visit dhsports.org.
Back here in Hanover, we apologize for the technical difficulties, but should be up and running with both audio and video on DartmouthSports.com. 7:17 left, first half here in Hanover. 10:15 and Dartmouth 12. Other Ivy League scores, 9 minutes to go in the first half. Yale at home leading Columbia 20-9. 9:30 to play in the first half. Cornell on the road leading at Brown 26-14. And the big matchup tonight with 7 minutes to go in the first half. Harvard leading Princeton 18-15. Ball knocked out of bounds, so Dartmouth has it right now in the front court. Here's Brooks, double team, gets blocked, gets it back, goes up with a shot, no good. But Javonte Brooks gets fouled and will go to the line with 7 minutes remaining in the first half of 10 up 15-12. That will be team foul number 6 against Penn. So both teams with 6 fouls, both teams with 4 timeouts, and that is the first personal against Rosen. And Brooks at the line for 2 foul shots. Tomorrow night it's Princeton here at Leed Arena for the final home game of the season. And it is senior night. Foul shot by Brooks, up and good. Ruffle, Trotter, and also Krekko will be honored. One more at the line for Javonte. This one is up and rolls off the rim, no good. So Brooks makes one of two. 6:55 left, first half, 15-13, Penn with the ball and a two-point lead. Both teams have not shot very well at all. In the lane, Rosen bounce pass, and the layup is no good. Put back up, though, the offensive rebound is good by Henry Brooks. And the inbounds pass almost bobbled by Trotter. 17-13, Penn, 6:30 remaining in the first half. Trotter almost bobbles it right in front of our broadcast position here at Leed Arena. Gets it back, 24 on the shot clock. Trotter drives to the right elbow. Now a bounce pass down low. Brooks goes in, gets hacked once again. And Javonte will go to line to shoot two, and now collapses on the floor. He got hit and took about 2 steps, and now all of a sudden Javonte Brooks is down on the floor. And they'll call that foul against Belcourt. And that is the team's 7th. And Brooks still having a tough time making it to his feet at one end of the court. So Dartmouth will be in the 1-1 for the final 6:20 of the first half. Javonte Brooks now finally gets up, wobbles around just a little bit, and we'll go to the line to shoot two. I think he got hit on the side of the head. And he's going to stay in the ball game. Maldunas will get back up and check back in, and I think Brooks is going to come out if he makes these 2 foul shots and head right over to the bench. 6:20 to play. First half, Brooks hits the first. Maldunas in for LeBeau, so Brooks will stay in the ball game. And one more at the line. Belcourt picked up his first, team 7. Next one is up and good for Javonte. And Javonte Brooks says he's okay, clapping his hands as he makes his way down the court. Might have just gotten the wind knocked out of him for a second. 17-15, Penn with the ball up by 2, 6:10 to play, first half here in Hanover. Rosen back in the ballgame, he's got the ball over to the left-hand side, beyond the arc to Renard, up top to Cartwright, now to Belcourt on the right-hand side. Rosen almost gets it taken away by Trotter, trying to take Trotter off the dribble. Drives in, kicks off to Belcourt in the lane. Belcourt turnaround jumper, rims out, no good. Now Gunas picks up the rebound for Dartmouth. 5:50 to play, first half. 17-15, Penn on top. This is Golden with the basketball. Now to R.J. Griffin. Griffin to Maldunas. Maldunas now hands it back to Griffin with 22 on the shot clock. R.J. driving in, now goes to the right-hand side. Beyond the arc on the right-hand side, looking to make a move against Renard. Now down low, the ball is knocked away, stolen by Cartwright as he gets it free to Brooks. Penn intercepts another steal, and Rosen has it for the Quakers in the front court with 5:23 to play. Rosen kicks it off to Belcourt for 3, left-hand side, rims around and falls in. And Rob Belcourt, the 6'6 senior from Lake Forest, Illinois, hits the 3. And now the lead is 5 for Penn, 20-15, with 5:07 to play here in the first half. Brooks has the basketball. Now this time gets it to Maldunas. Maldunas off to Golden. Golden gets bumped, no call. Golden in the lane, kicks it out. Trotter for 3, it's up, it's off the mark, no good. Dartmouth can't hit a 3 here in this first half whatsoever. Cartwright, bounce pass, nice move, layup is good. Henry Brooks with the 2, and that's the biggest lead of the ball game as Penn runs the court beautifully. Quakers 22, Dartmouth 15, 4:42 left in the first half. Full timeout called by head coach Paul Cormier. We'll take a break ourselves. We'll be back after these words with Dartmouth Sports Network.
The team of specialists at Dartmouth Hitchcock Sports Medicine treats athletes of all kinds, from weekend warriors to elite athletes. You'll experience faster recovery time from minimally invasive treatment, plus physical therapy programs built to get you back to your performance level. If you have a sports injury, don't hesitate to call Dartmouth Hitchcock Sports Medicine, 603-650-7788, or visit dhsports.org. We're here to get you back to your passion.
Hi, I'm Tom Citeri, co-captain of the 1973 championship Dartmouth Big Green football team, and a partner in...
Well, not a full timeout. I thought the official said full timeout, but that's not the case. So Dartmouth still left with three anyway, 10 with four. 22-15, and on top. Dartmouth with the ball, 4:30 to go here in the first half. Ruffle with the basketball, down low to Maldunas. Melville in there along with Golden and Brooks. Maldunas gets stopped by Rosen, and kicks it back out to Golden. 15 on the shot clock. Golden kicks it off to Ruffle. Back up top to Melville. Melville, foul line, jump shot, left it short, no good. Maldunas picks up the offensive rebound, though. Good hustle by Gavis, the freshman. Cross-court pass to Golden. Gets knocked away by Rosen, but picked up by Ruffle. Golden has it back. He'll fire the three. It's good. Well, he's feeling cocky against the senior, Zach Rosen. And it's a good three-pointer for John Golden. That's a clutch bucket right there for the freshman for Dartmouth. 22-18, 3:48 to go here in the first half. Here's Rosen putting it in Melville's face. He hits for two. So the senior says, I can do that as well. As we trade buckets here with 3:35 to go in the first half. 24-18, 10 up by 6. And Melville over the timeline. Melville with the basketball. Golden was wide open, couldn't find him though. Now he does. He finds Golden working against Cartwright in the lane. Golden goes up with it. Wild shot off the mark, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Brooks. Here comes Cartwright on the run. Cartwright blows past everybody, gets it over to Belcourt. Belcourt kicks it back out, and slowing down the pace is Cameron Crocker for the Quakers. Crocker guarded by Ruffle, shirt to shirt. 3 minutes to play, first half. Golden with a good hustle as he crashes into the bench. Trying to take it away from Rosen. And he looks like he crashed right into the chair as Rosen helps him up along with some of the coaches for Dartmouth. Tough play, but a great hustle by the freshman, laying it all out. We'll take a break. Timeout on the court. 3 minutes to go, first half, 24-18, 10 up by 6. We're back after this from the Dartmouth Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Tom Citeri, class of 74, and a partner in Downs Racklin Martin, a full-service law firm with 5 offices and more than 60 attorneys serving Vermont and New Hampshire. DRM is proud to cheer for Dartmouth Athletics this year, particularly the Dartmouth Peak Performance Initiative. Check out your Upper Valley DRM team, located across from Colburn Park in nearby Lebanon, by calling us at 448-2211 or visit us on the web at www.drm.com. Go Green Go!
Going hard to the hole. Big Green Basketball on WFRD 99 Rock. We've got the hoop and the harm. Big Green Basketball on WFRD 99 Rock.
Back here in Hanover, 3 minutes to play, first half, 24-18. 10 leading the Big Green. Women's basketball at the Palestra tonight, 26-20, 10 women over Dartmouth with 5:15 to play in the first half of that one. Other Ivy League scores right now. Big game going on tonight down in Cambridge with Princeton and Harvard. I'll give you a score as soon as the computer updates right in front of me, which it doesn't like doing right now. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Princeton leading Harvard 33-25. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Yale at home leading Columbia 23-14. And 4 minutes to play in the first half. Cornell on the road leading Brown 35-23. After the media timeout, Golden is still in the ball game after an excellent hustle. He knocked the ball out of bounds. Belcourt for 3-for-10. It's good with one on the shot clock. Oh, the senior burns Dartmouth and gives Penn their biggest lead of the ball game. 27-18 Quakers, 2:30 to play here in the first half. Melville, the ruffle, down low to Brooks. Brooks gets double teamed as he has it on the low block. Looking for someone to pass to. Finds LeBeau at the foul line. Off to Melville. Melville for three. It's off the mark. No good. Ruffle skies in for the rebound. Good hustle by the senior. David Ruffle has the basketball and a fresh shot clock for Dartmouth. Melville has it now beyond the arc. LeBeau trying to post up against Doherty. Melville can't find an inlet pass for him, though, and goes up against Rosen to Brooks. Brooks, foul line, jump shot. It's good. The big man showing the soft touch. Draws Dartmouth to within 7. 2 minutes to play. First half, 27-20, Penn on top. Rosen with the ball over the timeline, guarded by Golden. Hands it off this time, wide open as Crocker in the lane, kicks it back to Rosen. As Brooks got run over by Crocker. Here's a whistle, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by Penn. And Golden might be shaken up still from that crash that he took into the Dartmouth bench before our last media timeout. 1:35 remaining, first half, 27-20, and with a 7-point lead. Dartmouth, though, fighting back. LeBeau, Brooks, Melville, Ruffle, and Golden out on the court. Golden trying to find LeBeau, but he can't front his man that's guarding him. That is Fran Doherty of Penn. Golden with 10 on the shot clock, splits the defense. Golden down lane, off to LeBeau, loses control. Brooks goes up with a shot off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. Who's got it? It's controlled by Miles Cartwright. Oh, a couple good opportunities there for the big green, but they could not put it home. 60 seconds remaining, first half. 27-20. Penn on top. Three from the corner, no good. LeBeau gets the rebound. Here comes Dartmouth with a chance to run. Pass to the right-hand side. Golden, down low to Ruffle. Turnaround, jumper off the mark, no good. Ruffle had plenty of time, but forced it up there. And now Dartmouth has to get back on defense. 38 seconds on the game clock, 27 seconds on the shot clock. 27-20, Penn with control of the ball and the lead. As Jerome Allen, the head coach for Penn, screaming out instructions to Zach Rosen, who dribbles right in front of our broadcast position, trying to take Golden off the dribble, hands off to Cartwright. 10 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Here's Rosen with the basketball, guarded by Golden. Turnaround, jump shot, 4-3 off the mark, no good. Melvin with the rebound, but it's stolen away by Belcourt. Fresh shot clock for the Penn Quakers, 7 seconds left in the half. Here's Rosen with it, going against Golden. Penn leads by 7. Rosen for 3 right before the buzzer. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Buzzer sounds, and we reach the end of the first half here in Hanover. Ugly but competitive. That's what you get here in the first half, the first 20 minutes of play. And it's halftime. Penn 27, Dartmouth 20. We'll be back after an extended timeout. Give you some stats and some scores. Halftime, Penn 27, Dartmouth 20. We're back after this extended timeout on the Dartmouth Sports Network.
Make your Comfort Inn in White River Junction, Vermont, your home away from home. With amenities like an indoor pool and fitness room, deluxe continental breakfast with a make-your-own waffle station, high-speed internet, and clean, pet-friendly rooms, you will feel right at home. The Comfort Inn is ideally located at the interchange of Interstate 89 and Interstate 91 with easy access to central and northern Vermont attractions and offers easy access to Dartmouth College, Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, ski resorts, and the rest of the scenic Upper Valley. 802-295-3051.
Thousands of Upper Valley commuters have discovered that taking the bus is the way to go. It saves money, eliminates parking hassles, and helps improve Upper Valley air quality by reducing pollution from automobile exhaust. Advanced Transit provides convenient, safe, friendly, and free bus service. Route and schedule information is available online at www.advancedtransit.com or by calling our offices at 802-295-1824. Roll back your commuting costs. Roll with Advanced Transit.
Well, I'm a real man, and I don't wanna hear no jive. I need a summer visa if I'm gonna stay alive. I pick up my phone and dial 643-6135. There's everything but anchovies. They got a pepper and brownies, onion and shrimp. And if you want, they'll bring it right up to your room. So call 643-6135. It's everything but I'm so
Hey, Roland, is there a restaurant in Hanover that can accommodate groups of up to 100?
Yeah, there's everything but anchovies, and their dining room even stays open till 2 a.m.
Really? So what kind of food do they serve?
Well, they have great pizza and sandwiches, but my favorite has to be the all-you-can-eat pasta. They have 5 different all-you-can-eat pasta specials every night.
Really? But my kids, they can't eat that much pasta.
EBA's is a great kids menu, too.
And my wife?
Don't worry, they have a huge soup and salad bar, so the whole family will be happy.
But where is everything but anchovies?
EBA's is on 5 Allen Street in Hanover, right behind the Dartmouth Bookstore.
Call 6436135.
Hey, Roland, I'm hungry. Do you know of any restaurants in the Upper Valley that deliver?
Yeah, everything but anchovies in Hanover does. They deliver to the entire Upper Valley, even until 2 a.m.
Really? 2 a.m.? That's great!
What's on the menu?
Well, they have pizza, sandwiches, pasta, and great wings, too.
EBA's menu is online at EBA's.com, and you can even order online.
Order pizza online?
I gotta try that.
You can also order the old-fashioned way. Just give them a call at 643-6135.
That's terrific. I'm gonna log on right now and order my very first pizza online.
Call 643-6135.
Looking for a great meal before the game or show? Come in and visit us at Zen's at the Hanover Inn for just the right mix of great food and great atmosphere. We have great new menu offerings starting at $10, and the oysters are back for the season. If that isn't enough, kids 12 and under eat free from our new kids menu, including pizza, pasta, chicken tenders, and tacos. Also, we are now open at 5 p.m., so you can come early and be sure to get to the game or show in time any night of the week. New menu offerings, oysters, kids eat free, and newly added TV at the bar, and now open at 5 p.m. If you haven't been to Zins lately, you haven't been to Zins. If you're looking for the finest quality screen-printed t-shirts and apparel, turn to TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire. Since 1982, TK Sportswear has been the number one choice of Dartmouth groups, local organizations, schools, and other Upper Valley organizations. Because TK Sportswear delivers the best quality, value, and award-winning design every time. For the best screen-printed t-shirts and apparel at the best prices, visit TKSports.com today. And save on quality, TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire.
Ledger Financial Advisors is the premier wealth management firm that many of the region's affluent individuals and families turn to. We provide integrated investment, tax, and wealth management services in person, employing a framework of 13 potential wealth management issues. With the area's largest and most experienced staff of advisors, accountants, and portfolio managers, we are ready to help you. I'm Dennis Mitchell, certified financial planner and senior vice president of Ledger Financial Advisors. Call me to get started at 603-640-2715.
You need to have a breakfast meeting, but you don't want the same old breakfast options. Why not try the Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara Park? The Courtyard by Marriott has an extensive breakfast buffet open daily from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with everything you could possibly imagine for a hearty, healthy breakfast. Relax and be comfortable. And here's a thought. Treat yourself to a weekend getaway from home. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara is the perfect location to take advantage of relaxation by the pool or a libation of choice in their cozy pub. And better yet, you won't have to take a loan out to buy a tank of gas to get there. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara, with your elegantly decorated rooms, options for fun and relaxation all in your own backyard. From meeting rooms to a weekend getaway, breakfast to an after-dinner libation, the Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara is your destination. Call them today at 603-643-5600 or book online at www.marriott.com. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara. Your options are limitless.
The Canoe Club in the center of Hanover offers a stylish yet informal gathering spot for the Upper Valley. The Canoe Club features fresh and local regional food and beverages, as well as live entertainment 7 nights a week. Since 2003, the Canoe Club has been welcoming guests with an attentive staff, a comfortable setting, delicious inventive food, and drinks until late. Transport yourself into an Adirondack-themed world of fine food, acoustic music, and late-night sociability 363 days a year. The Canoe Club in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Another year of Dartmouth Athletics is here. We want you to be a part of it by joining the 2011-2012 Team Green Kids Club. Kids in the 8th grade and under, show your Dartmouth spirit and get awesome opportunities to be involved with the Big Green, like free admission to select Big Green games, an official Team Green Kids Club t-shirt, a free kids meal every Wednesday at one of the Blue Sky restaurants, and much more. Come join the fun at the Team Green Kids Club. For more information, visit the Fan Zone at DartmouthSports.com. DartmouthSports.com.
Big Green fans, be sure to visit DartmouthSports.com, the official online home for Dartmouth Athletics. Another year of Dartmouth Athletics is here, and we don't want you to miss out on any action. Watch Big Green Insider featuring live coverage of select home games in HD with multi-camera angles, instant replay, and professional commentary, plus exclusive interviews with players and coaches along with full game. Make the Comfort Inn in White River Junction, Vermont, your home away from home with amenities like an indoor pool and fitness room, deluxe continental breakfast with a make-your-own waffle station, high-speed internet, and clean, pet-friendly rooms. You will feel right at home. The Comfort Inn is ideally located at the interchange of Interstate 89 and Interstate 91 with easy access to central and northern Vermont attractions and offers easy access to Dartmouth College, Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, ski resorts, and the rest of the scenic Upper Valley. 802-295-3051.
Thousands of Upper Valley commuters have discovered that taking the bus is the way to go. It saves money, eliminates parking hassles, and helps improve Upper Valley air quality by reducing pollution from automobile exhaust. Advanced Transit provides convenient, safe, friendly, and free bus service. Route and schedule information is available online at www.advancedtransit.com or by calling our offices at 802-295-1824. Roll back your commuting costs. Roll with Advanced Transit.
Well, I'm a real man, I don't want a hell job. I need a summer pizza if I'm gonna stay alive. I pick up my phone and dial 643-6135. There's everything but anchovies. They got a peppers and brownie, onion, and shrimp. And if you want, they'll bring it right up to your room. So call 643-6135.
Hey Roland, is there a restaurant in Hanover that can accommodate groups of up to 100?
Yeah, there's Everything But Anchovies, and their dining room even stays open till 2 a.m.
Really? So what kind of food do they serve?
Well, they have great pizza and sandwiches, but my favorite has to be the all-you-can-eat pasta. They have 5 different all-you-can-eat pasta specials every night.
Really? But my kids, they can't eat that much pasta.
EBA's is a great kids' menu too.
And my wife?
Don't worry, they have a huge soup and salad bar, so the whole family will be happy.
But where is Everything But Anchovies?
EBA is on 5 Allen Street in Hanover, right behind the Dartmouth Bookstore.
Hey Roland, I'm hungry. Do you know of any restaurants in the Upper Valley that deliver?
Yeah, Everything But Anchovies in Hanover does. They deliver to the entire Upper Valley, even until 2 a.m.
Really? 2 a.m.? That's great!
What's on the menu?
Well, they have pizza, sandwiches, pasta, and great wings, too.
EBA's menu is online at EBA's.com, and you can even order online.
Order pizza online?
I gotta try that.
You can also order the old-fashioned way. Just give them a call at 643-6135.
That's terrific. I'm gonna log on right now and order my very first pizza online.
Call 643-6135.
Looking for a great meal before the game or show? Come in and visit us at Zen's at Hanover Inn for just the right mix of great food and great atmosphere. We have great new menu offerings starting at $10, and the oysters are back for the season. If that isn't enough, kids 12 and under eat free from our new kids menu, including pizza, pasta, chicken tenders, and tacos. Also, we are now open at 5 p.m., so you can come early and be sure to get to the game or show in time, any night of the week. New menu offerings, oysters, kids eat free, and newly added TV at the bar, and now open at 5 p.m. If you haven't been to Zin's lately, you haven't been to Zin's.
If you're looking for the finest quality screen-printed t-shirts and apparel, turn to TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire. Since 1982, TK Sportswear has been the number one choice of Dartmouth groups, local organizations, schools, and other Upper Valley organizations. Because TK Sportswear delivers the best quality, value, and award-winning design every time. For the best screen-printed t-shirts and apparel at the best prices, visit TKSports.com today. And save on quality. TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire.
Ledger Financial Advisors is the premier wealth management firm that many of the region's affluent individuals and families turn to. We provide integrated investment, tax, and wealth management services in person, employing a framework of 13 potential wealth management issues. With the area's largest and most experienced staff of advisors, accountants, and portfolio managers, we are ready to help you. I'm Dennis Mitchell, certified financial planner and senior vice president of Ledger Financial Advisors. Call me to get started at 603-640-2715.
You need to have a breakfast meeting, but you don't want the same old breakfast options. Why not try the Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara Park? The Courtyard by Marriott has an extensive breakfast buffet open daily from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with everything you could possibly imagine for a hearty, healthy breakfast. Relax and be comfortable. And here's a thought. Treat yourself to a weekend getaway from home. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara is a perfect location to take advantage of relaxation by the pool or a libation of choice in their cozy pub. And better yet, you won't have to take a loan out to buy a tank of gas to get there. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara, with your elegantly decorated rooms, options for fun and relaxation, all in your own backyard. From meeting rooms to a weekend getaway, breakfast to an after-dinner libation, the Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara is your destination. Call them today at 603-643-5600 or book online at www.marriott.com. The Courtyard by Marriott in Sentara. Your options are limitless.
The Canoe Club in the center of Hanover offers a stylish yet informal gathering spot for the Upper Valley. The Canoe Club features fresh and local regional food and beverages, as well as live entertainment 7 nights a week. Since 2003, the Canoe Club has been welcoming guests with an attentive staff, a comfortable setting, delicious inventive food, and drinks until late. Transport yourself into an Adirondack-themed world of fine food, acoustic music, and late-night sociability 363 days a year. The Canoe Club in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Another year of Dartmouth Athletics is here. We want you to be a part of it by joining the 2011-2012 Team Green Kids Club. Kids in the 8th grade and under, show your Dartmouth spirit and get awesome opportunities to be involved with the Big Green, like free admission to select Big Green games, an official Team Green Kids Club t-shirt, a free kids meal every Wednesday at one of the Blue Sky restaurants, and much more. Come join the fun at the Team Green Kids Club. For more information, visit the Fan Zone at DartmouthSports.com.
Big Green fans, be sure to visit DartmouthSports.com, the official online home for Dartmouth Athletics. Another year of Dartmouth Athletics is here, and we don't want you to miss out on any action. Watch Big Green Insider featuring live coverage of select home games in HD with multi-camera angles, instant replay, and professional commentary, plus exclusive interviews with players and coaches along with full game replays and an on-demand library. This is your behind-the-scenes pass to Dartmouth Athletics, so log on today and experience all the excitement of Dartmouth Athletics at DartmouthSports.com.
I'm Michael Sparks.
We're about to start the second half here in Hanover, 27-20 Penn on top of Dartmouth. I'm Dave Collins. Joining me, courtside, Gil Whalen. Gil, happy to have you along. For Dartmouth, not too bad in the first half. The problem is they've got to get back on defense. They let up a couple of big points down low in the lane on fast break opportunities. We'll run down total points. 9 for Zach Rose, and he is the Dartmouth killer who hit that 3 at their game at the Palestra to beat Dartmouth by 3 a few weeks ago. He's got 9, 6 points each for Brooks, Belcourt, and Cartwright. Dartmouth side of the ledger, Javante Brooks with 7 points, 6 for John Golden. Penn shooting 11 of 28, good for almost 40% from the field. 3 of 8 from beyond the arc and 2 of 2 from the foul line. For Dartmouth, 6 of 19 for just 31% from the field, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc, 6 of 8 from the foul line tonight. And Dartmouth out-rebounding Penn, though, 16 to 14. As we look down at foul trouble now, Dunas has 2, and that's just about it. But it's just about the Dartmouth defense actually just getting back and shooting a little bit better from the field.
Yeah, Dave, and the number that jumps out at me on the stat sheet is Gavis Maldunas. 0 field goals attempted in the first half. They got to get him going if they're going to have success in this game.
Yeah, he got 2 quick fouls early, had to come out. Matt LeBeau and Javante Brooks had to split time. 20 minutes up on the board, second half underway. 10-27, Dartmouth 20. Quakers start out with a basketball here in the second half. Dartmouth will be moving left to right across the computer screen. Halftime in Philadelphia, 10 women leading Dartmouth, 31-20. Women's hockey, game one of the best of three series, ECAC quarterfinals. St. Lawrence beat Dartmouth 4-3 in overtime. Game two is tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Topps Arena. We'll give you a men's hockey score as soon as we have it. Reverse layup is up and good for Henry Brooks, and now the Penn lead is a 9. And the ball knocked out of bounds on the inbounds try. 29-20, 10 on top, 19:35 remaining here in the second half.
A freshman working the block for Penn down there. You hope that Maldunas could exploit that.
Maldunas with his size. He's got to go up against Henry Brooks. Both of them freshmen. Both of them at about 6'8". Both of them long and lanky.
Golden, who took a couple of hits and crashed into the Dartmouth bench in the first half, showing no signs of that. Has the basketball right now. He's guarded by Cartwright, left-hand side, beyond the arc. It's Javonte Brooks, guarded by Belcourt. Brooks in the lane, flips and falls, loose ball, gets it back, finds Maldunas. Maldunas takes about 8 steps. And a blocking foul called against Pennant. Oh boy, Maldunas got away with the traveling violation there.
Great hustle there by Javonte Brooks, the ripping the ball away on the floor and passing it out to Travis Maldunas.
Yeah, he flipped and it looked like he was down for the count. Foul goes up against Henry Brooks of Penn, his first, team's first, here in the second half. Maldunas drawing the contact layup, rolls off the rim, no good. But Gavis Maldunas with 2 shots at the line, and this might go against Brooks once again. And that'll be his second foul. It is. 2 fouls and 2 seconds for Brooks. And Maldunas at the line to shoot two. 19 minutes remaining, second half, 29-20. Penn on top of Dartmouth. Maldunas' first foul shot up, and it's good. Halftime in Cambridge, Princeton on top of Harvard, 33-32. Halftime in New Haven, Yale leads Columbia, 30-22. Halftime in Providence, Cornell on the road leading Brown, 42-31. Maldunas' second foul shot up, rolls around off the rim, no good, tapped around, and it's hauled in by Renard of the Quakers. Blows things up as Cartwright moves right to left, brings the ball across the half-court stripe, guarded shirt to shirt by Melville. Off to Rosen beyond the arc, guarded by Golden. Now up top, they give it off to Renard. Cross-court pass. Here's Rosen driving in. Kicks it off. Tic-tac-toe passing. The three up and no good by Renard. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Penn, and Dartmouth will have it going the other way.
David Ruffenberg got his fingertips on that shot.
18:41 left in the second half. 29-21. Penn up by 8. Big Green with the basketball, though, in the front court. Melville, Brooks, Golden, Maldunas, and Ruffel. Those are the five on the floor right now for head coach Paul Cormier. Golden gets double-teamed by Rosen and Cartwright. Or actually, that is Brooks comes out to double-team him. Here's Brooks for Dartmouth. Stumbles with the basketball. Gives it back out to Golden. 8 on the shot clock for Dartmouth. Maldunas in the lane. Strong to the hole. Layup no good, but he does get fouled. Two officials put their hands up. And Maldunas again at the line. We'll go to shoot two.
That's Rob Belcourt down on the block that Javonte Brooks is going to work against. 6'6", probably about the first time all year Javonte Brooks has matched up with somebody his size on that block.
Maldunas again at the foul line for two. 18:11 left. Second half, 29-21, Penn. First foul shot by Maldunas, rims out. And one more upcoming. Cameron Cracker comes back in as Brooks heads to the bench. The foul was called against Steve Renard, his second, team's third. Next foul shot rims off by Maldunas. Brooks calls down Belcourt, no call. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Quakers. Oh boy, Javonte Brooks for Dartmouth got away with an over the back and a two-point takedown right there. Here's Ruffel, down low, Maldunas with a hook shot off the side of the rim, no good. And the ball knocked around and tapped around by Gunter. Here's Rosen in the front court, loses it to Golden. Stolen by John Golden as we go the other way. To Brooks, the layup, oh, it's knocked around. They don't call a goaltend. And a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be against Penn, but how can you not call a goaltend on that?
Paul Cormier is irate on the sideline. That looks like a sure goaltend. Ball is definitely in the cylinder.
We're going to have a look at it here on replay, possibly. And absolutely it was, because the ball hit the rim. It's not goaltending, it's basket interference. Well, that might be good news, though, because Cartwright gets charged with his second foul. And that's team foul number 4 against Penn already with 17:49. So head coach Paul Cormier might be upset that they're taking away 2 points, but listen, you get an extra foul called against Cartwright and the team, and Melville hits one, and if he can hit the second, guess what? It works out in favor of Dartmouth,
right,
because the foul is called, and that's team foul number 4 against Penn, so it might not be such a bad thing. 17:49 to go in the second. Melville's next foul shot, up, and it's good. So guess what? It works out in the end for Dartmouth. They get the 2 points, they get the foul called against the Quakers. And that's team foul number 4 against Penn. And now Dartmouth only trails by 6, 29-23, 17:38 to play in the game.
Here's Rosen with the basketball. Stolen again by Golden. Here's Golden behind the back dribble. He's got help with Ruffle. Kicks it off to the corner. Ruffle has it after bobbling it. Layup is no good. Too strong. Javante Brooks has the basketball. He goes up with a shot. He gets stripped. Maldunas with the layup. No good. But Maldunas gets fouled and will go to the line again to shoot two. And that'll be the 15th foul against Penn. And again, Gavis Maldunas, the freshman for Dartmouth, will step to the line for two shots.
I was just out hustling Penn here in the first couple minutes of this half. Really active hands, especially from John Golden. He's got two steals already.
And he came over to Ruffle and said, listen, that's my fault on the pass. They both agreed with it, but here's Dartmouth again with an opportunity at the charity stripe. Foul shot up, no good. Maldunas is getting these opportunities, but he can't capitalize at the free throw line. One more for Gavis. 17-22 left in regulation. 29-23. Dartmouth trailing by six. Here's the next foul shot up, and that one is good. You're hoping, though, Gil, that this hustle does not drain Dartmouth for the final few minutes if this game is close. Rosen with it over the timeline, now gives it off to Cartwright, and a pass intercepted again. Third straight turnover by the Quakers. Here's Ruffle with it in the front court, looking for Maldunas. In the lane, layup is good.
Good move.
It is the Gavis Maldunas show here in the second half. Timeout called by Jerome Allen of Penn.
You love to see that as a Dartmouth fan. You know this team goes as Gavis Maldunas goes. And have him score some points early in this half, getting going, that's a good sign for Dartmouth.
It's a full timeout. We will keep it right here, though. 17-01 remaining second half. 29-26. Penn on top by three. But the Big Green making a comeback right now here in this second half. Check out some other scores in the Ivy League this evening. The big one going on in Cambridge tonight between Princeton and Harvard. Last check we had, Princeton led Harvard by a point, 33-32, to start the second half. 17 minutes to play in the second half now, and Princeton on top, 39-36. Just underway in the second half in New Haven. Yale over Columbia, 30-22. 19 minutes to go in the second half. Cornell rolling over Brown and Providence, 46-31. So, Gil, right now Dartmouth on a mini roll as they are outscoring the Quakers 6-2 to start the second half. Now, Dumas, though, if he's going to take it strong to the hole, you know he's going to get fouled. He's got to capitalize on those foul shots.
Absolutely. One good sign is Big Green is shooting 14 of 17 from the line. That's 14 of their 26 points, really keeping them in this game. And they look to have some more in the second half with Penn already at 5 fouls.
So after this timeout called by Penn, that leaves them with three. Dartmouth with three as well. Possession now points the way of the Big Green if there's a tie-up. And Penn will have it up by three, 29-26 with 17 minutes to play here in the second half at Leed Arena. Tomorrow night we are home here against the Princeton Tigers. Joining us at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Final home game for a couple of the seniors, including David Ruffle, also Kirk Greco, and Jabari Trotter. They will honor them before the game with their family in attendance. And we will bring it to you live here on DartmouthSports.com. So after the timeout called by Penn, both teams left with three. And now with the basketball, this is Cameron Crocker. Over the timeline, guarded by Melville. With the basketball, here's two coach. Up top, this right now with it is Brooks. Here's a three by Crocker. Off the mark, no good. Golden skies for the rebound and takes it away. And looking to push it up ahead across the timeline. Here's John Golden, full head of steam. Coast to coast, layup is short, off the mark, and the rebound is controlled by Brooks of Penn. Golden wanted to do a little bit too much right there and got too far away from the bucket to throw up that shot. But a good drive nonetheless, and still showing his hustle right now as Dartmouth is full of energy here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. Also, Zach Rosen is not on the floor, though. Keep that in mind. Here's Dow Jock, the 6'5 sophomore from Des Moines, Iowa, seeing his first action tonight. Bernardini with the basketball. Lobs it in this time to Brooks. Turnaround against Maldunas, throws it too strong off the glass. Brooks comes away with it for Dartmouth. Off to Melville. 16 minutes to play. Second half, 29-26. Penn on top. Here's Melville to Golden. Golden directing traffic right now as he dribbles beyond the arc on the left-hand side. Golden looking for help from Melville. Hands it off as Golden retreats back to the far side of the court as Melville is looking to take Cameron Crocker off the dribble. Melville off to the right-hand side to Ruffle. Maldunas. Golden is wide open. Maldunas goes up with a shot, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dartmouth. And we've got a timeout on the court. 29-26, 10 on top by 3. 15:36 remaining. Second half, we're back after this on the Dartmouth Sports Network.
The team of specialists at Dartmouth Hitchcock Sports Medicine treats athletes of all kinds, from weekend warriors to elite athletes. You'll experience faster recovery time from minimally invasive treatments, plus physical therapy programs built to get you back to your performance level. If you have a sports injury, don't hesitate to call Dartmouth Hitchcock Sports Medicine, 603-650-7788, or visit dhsports.org. We're here to get you back to your passion.
Hi, I'm Tom Chiteri, co-captain of the 1973 championship Dartmouth Big Green football team and a partner in Downs Racklin Martin, a full-service law firm with more than 60 attorneys serving Vermont and New Hampshire. DRM is proud to cheer for the Big Green this year as they battle to earn Dartmouth's league-leading 18th Ivy football championship. Check out the DRM team across from Colburn Park in Lebanon by calling us at 448-2211 or visit us on the web at www.drm.com. Hi, I'm Tom Chiteri, class of 74, and a partner in Downs Racklin Martin, a full-service law firm with 5 offices and more than 60 attorneys serving Vermont and New Hampshire. DRM is proud to cheer for Dartmouth Athletics this year, particularly the Dartmouth Peak Performance Initiative. Check out your Upper Valley DRM team, located across from Colburn Park in nearby Lebanon, by calling us at 448-2211 or visit us on the web at www.drm.com. Go Green, go!
15:36 left, second half. Penn 29, Dartmouth 26. Quakers with the basketball and the 3-point lead after the timeout. The air ball shot by Mount Dunas and Dartmouth. Trotter, Brooks, Griffin, Mount Dunas, and Ruffle. 5 on the floor for head coach Paul Cormier. Ball knocked out of bounds. They say last touch by the Big Green, so Penn will have it with 28 on the shot clock.
Dartmouth doing a great job of disrupting Penn out on the perimeter. I mean, like the stat sheet says, they don't have much of a size advantage in this game, so if Dartmouth can keep that up, that's going to bode well for the Big Green.
Here's Jacques with the basketball. Now to Bernardini. Now Jacques has it once again. Drives in, crashes into Mount Dunas. Whistle. And a foul against Gavis Mount Dunas. Looks like he had position, but they're going to call the blocking foul. And with 15:12 left in the second half, 29-26, 10 up by 3. Mount Dunas picks up his third personal. That's only the first team foul against Dartmouth here in the second half. Penn already has 5. That was Jacques. 6'5 sophomore from Des Moines at the line for 2. Seeing his first action. He came out in the second half. First foul shot, back iron, no good. And one more at the line. End of period number 1 over Thompson Arena. Big Green have a 4-0 lead over Clarkson. That bodes well. Dartmouth men need to win tonight against Clarkson and tomorrow against St. Lawrence to get home ice for their first series. Next foul shot missed, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Penn will go the other way. The Big Green has come close. They trail 29-26, 15-10 remaining here in the second half. Trotter, Brooks, Ruffle, now Dunas, Griffin. 5 on the floor for head coach Paul Cormier, who is standing up and right in the corner right now at the end of the bench. Mount Dunas down low, kicks it off Brooks, left baseline, driving in, 18 on the shot clock, gets double teamed, back out to Ruffle, left-hand side beyond the arc. Ruffle crashes into 2 Penn defenders. Here's Brooks in the lane going strong, layup, back iron, front iron, falls through, it's good. Dartmouth trails by 1. 14:40 remaining, second half, 29-28, Penn with the ball, and a 1-point lead, but Dartmouth on fire here to start this second half. They have outscored Penn 8-2.
Javonte Brooks taking charge in that series just like he has all year for the Big Green.
Remember though, Rosen is on the bench for the Quakers. He is the assassin against Dartmouth. Ball turned over. Ruffle has it. Trotter in the front court for the Big Green. Trotter looking to make way to the right hand side. Brooks is wide open down low. Mount Dunas had his man. Brooks fall down. 20 on the shot clock. Trotter sets up the offense. Mount Dunas at the top of the key, and now wholesale substitutions for Jerome Allen. Next set ball, Dartmouth takes the lead. 13:58 left, second half. Dartmouth up by 1, 30-29. And dead ball whistle. This benefits Penn because guess what? Every single player on the floor is coming out of the ballgame. And Zach Rosen is back in, which is not a good sign if you're a Big Green fan. So Jerome Allen said enough of this after Dartmouth has the lead now, 30-29 with 13:55 left here in the second half. Cartwright, he's been deadly tonight too. Off to Rosen, the jumper by Rosen, off the mark, no good. Tap back up by Belcourt, no good, but he does get fouled and run into. And he will go to the line to shoot too. So you've got Rosen out there who can kill Dartmouth. You've got Belcourt is not afraid to crash the boards and get dirty. And you've got Dartmouth out there that has only been charged with one foul. Now they're second. They've got to be careful too because Malzunas is out there at three personal. And they'll charge this one against Ruffle, his first, team second.
Dartmouth's in main. They've got John Golden playing Zach Rosen. I like that matchup. Golden got a little bit of length and length on Rosen, and he's also got a few steals this game.
Dartmouth on a 10-2 run to start this second half. Make it 10-3 as Belcourt for 10 hits the first foul shot. He gets one more. We're tied at 30 with 13:43 left here in the second half. Dartmouth 1-9 in the Ivy League. 10-7-2. Still conceivable that Penn can vie for an Ivy League title. They've got a huge game at Harvard tomorrow night, but first things first, the Quakers have to take care of business here in Hanover. This is Trotter with the basketball. Trotter, guarded by Rosen. 20 on the shot clock. Trotter looking to take Rosen off the dribble, kicks it off. Ruffle has it. 16 on the shot clock. Cross court to R.J. Griffin. Sets up. 4-3. It's off the mark. No good. Ruffle has the rebound, though, for Dartmouth. Fresh shot clock for the Big Green. Back up top to Trotter, who will reset the offense for Dartmouth. 13-10 remaining. Second half, 10-31, Dartmouth 30. Here's Ruffle beyond the arc, right-hand side, guarded by Belcourt. Down low to Malzunas, and a holding foul against Brooks. That will be team foul number 6 against Penn, with 13:05 remaining in regulation. And that is huge. Fresh shot clock for Dartmouth, but one more, and Dartmouth will be in the bonus. Dartmouth only has 2 fouls that they have committed. 31-30, Penn on top, 13 minutes to play in regulation. Griffin has the basketball, guarded by Belcourt. Griffin turns around, faces the bucket. Now looking to take Belcourt off the dribble. Cross-court pass, tic-tac-toe passing. Here's Trotter to Malzunas in the lane. Too many passes for Dartmouth, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Penn. The Big Green were looking for that perfect pass and perfect layup. Really, you just got to take it to the hole and get down because you know what? That's what Penn has been doing to you, hacking you on the way to the bucket here in the second half.
Absolutely.
Inbounds to Ruffle. He'll fire a three. That's off the mark over the backboard and out of bounds. And Penn will have it going the other way with 12:49 to play in the half, in the second half. So the Big Green have battled back, outscoring Penn 10-3. To start the second half, we're down to 12:40 to play. Princeton comes here tomorrow night. Penn goes on the road to Harvard. That's a big game for them tomorrow night. We'll update you at the next dead ball as well on the score. Down low, moving in. Bank shot, no good. Turnaround, hook shot by Brooks. And here comes Griffin with the rebound. Griffin into the front court. Melville set to check in. Down low to Malzunas, left low block. Malzunas back out to Griffin. Left hand side beyond the arc. To the top, Golden with a long three. It's good. John Golden. It's a three-pointer from Lebanon. And with 12:05 to play in the second half, it's Dartmouth 33. And Penn 31.
Hey, I'm glad it went in, Dave. But I'm not sure I like those three-pointers in two series there when they're having so much success inside.
Yep, it's one of those no yes shots from the coaches. Here's a three the other way by Renard. That one rims out. Trotter skies for the rebound. The senior for Dartmouth. Up ahead in the front court. Here's Jabari Trotter. Dartmouth's feeling it right now, but they've got to be careful. They're coming up on a dead ball timeout. Keep it simple. Trotter in the lane, loses the ball, gets it back, goes up with the layup, it's good! Hangs on the rim and falls through! And Ruffle and Trotter, the seniors, slap each other high five as Dartmouth now has a four-point lead. 35-31, Big Green with 11:25 to go in regulation. LeBeau and Melville set to check in. Here's Cartwright with the basketball in the front court for Penn. Rosen out there calling for the ball. Can't find him. Here's Cartwright. Now back to Belcourt. He'll fire a three. That's off the mark. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Penn. Dartmouth will have it when we come back. 35-31, Big Green on top by four. 11-11 to play in regulation. We are back after this on the Dartmouth Sports Network.
Enjoying best place to stay, informal dining, and award-winning ales brewed right on site, check out the Norwich Inn. While providing all the modern conveniences today's traveler requires, the inn has featured vintage charm since 1797. Now open as a 22-room addition to complement our historic main inn. All new rooms feature fireplaces and spacious bathrooms. The Norwich Inn is conveniently located on Main Street in Norwich, Vermont, just 1.5 miles from Dartmouth College, and has plenty of free parking. Check us out at norwichinn.com.
Downtown, Big Green Basketball on WFRD 99 Rock.
To play second half. Dartmouth 35, Penn 31. Dartmouth will have the basketball with 11-11 to go in the second half. Meanwhile, down in Philadelphia, Dartmouth women struggling. 42-22, Penn women leading Dartmouth with 14 minutes to play in that one. Across the street, Thompson Arena started the second period, and the Big Green men's hockey team has a 4-0 lead over Clarkson. And as we check some Ivy League scores for you, 11:38 to go in the second half. Princeton on top of Harvard, 48-43. 13 minutes to go in the second half. Cornell rolling over Brown, 53-37. And with 14 minutes to play in the second half, Yale on top of Columbia, 43-36. And Rosen has the ball momentarily. Now Melville has it instead. Stolen by Rosen. Look out. Zach Rosen all alone. Goes up with the layup. Golden comes back to try to defend. Didn't get there in time. But Zach Rosen up and good for two. As the Big Green right now are struggling to hold on to the lead. Another turnover. Look out. Here's Belcourt straight to the hoop. Layup. Good count and a foul. Oh boy, what a significant turn of events. A 4-point run within about 30 seconds. And Penn and Dartmouth are now tied at 35 with 10:34 to go in the second. And the Quakers possibly can take the lead right here. Trotter in, Melville out.
Three turnovers from Tyler Melville in about 30 seconds right there. Paul Coach Paul Cormier does not like to see that immediately subs the kid out.
Foul shot by Belcourt. Good. 5-0 run for Penn within the last just 30 seconds. Quakers have the lead. 36-35, 10. 10:20 remaining in the second half. Here's Trotter. Gives it off this time to Brooks. Javonte Brooks way out high, trying to take Belcourt off the dribble. That's not going to happen. Instead, he hands it off to R.J. Griffin. 10 on the shot clock. Griffin to Brooks. Left-hand side. 7 to shoot. Brooks loses the basketball. Here comes Penn. Another steal. Cartwright to the hole. Layup is good. 7-0 run for the Quakers. Where did this come from? Dartmouth has to take a timeout. 9:59 to go. 38-35. Penn on top by 3. And the Big Green have just fallen apart within the last, 60 seconds of game time action.
More turnovers. Every sport day, turnovers are going to kill you. That's just coming out of the timeout. That's very discouraging for the Big Green.
So 38-35, Penn on top, 9:59 to go in our game. Dartmouth takes the timeout. They're left with 2. Penn left with 3. Fouls. Penn has committed 6. Dartmouth has only committed 3. Now trouble. Malgudis has 3 for the Big Green. Possession now points the way of the Big Green as well if there is a tie-up. So look at that. All of a sudden, Dartmouth on a roll, a 10-2 run. Penn says, all right, the heck with this. After the media timeout, they come back. They score 7 unanswered points and now leave Dartmouth 38-35 with just under 10 minutes to play.
Dartmouth did such a good job early in the second half.
Yep,
making the baskets tough for Penn to get. 4 easy ones right there.
And we talked about how psyched up Dartmouth was in the opening minutes of this second half. Would they be worn down? Well, you got to remember that most of the starters were on the bench for Penn, and they put in wholesale substitutions as Trotter loses the ball. Another turnover by Dartmouth. And we go the other way. Mac McKerney making his first appearance tonight in the ballgame for Dartmouth. Big Green need a stop right here and a couple of buckets before the next media timeout. 9:40 remaining, second half, 38-35, Penn with the ball and the 3-point lead. Dartmouth looking for the upset tonight. Down low, bounce pass, it's bobbled by Doherty, had a wide open opportunity but couldn't hang on to it, and Penn turns the ball over. Dartmouth will have it going the other way.
That's the great tip that Big Green needed to turn the tide here.
And a substitution right now as Dougherty comes out, and back in the ball game is Henry Brooks. 38-35, 10 up by 3. Clock ticking, 9:25 to go. Trotter will bring the ball up himself because McKerney is being shadowed shirt to shirt by Renard. Trotter over the timeline. He's guarded by Rosen. Off to Golden. Now Rosen on top of Golden. Brooks has it. Guarded by Belcourt. Gets by him. Layup no good. Wants the foul. Not going to get it. Javante's got to get back on defense. Here comes Belcourt. Running the floor. Off to Cartwright. Layup is no good off the back iron. Now Tunis has the rebound. Off to McKerney. McKerney's got Golden at the other side of the court, but instead we'll just slow it up and take it to the top of the key. Now Brooks with the basketball. Backing his way in. Double team. Whistle, and he traveled with the ball. Hey, I got a question for you, Gil Whalen. Where's Gavis Naldunas been in the last three or four possessions for Dartmouth? He hasn't touched the ball.
Also, he was on the bench for
that's true that, too.
That spurt they had. But
they're not using what was effective in the first part of this second half.
No,
that's what
not.
I'm trying to say. The inside game was working.
Yeah.
If they weren't getting buckets, they were getting fouled. Here's Rosen for three. Back iron no good. Naldunas has the rebound. And Penn has been stuck on those 16 fouls for a while. Dartmouth hasn't taken advantage of trying to get him for the bonus. Here's Trotter with a basketball and a whistle and a foul by Rosen. And that will lead Jabari Trotter to the line for a 1-1. So we'll mark that down. 8:27 left, second half, Penn 38, Dartmouth 35. And Trotter at the line for the bonus 1-1. And for Rosen, that's his second. Team 7th, though. Dartmouth has only committed three fouls. Trotter's first foul shot. Up and left it short. No good. Naldunas has the rebound, though. Batted away. Naldunas reconnects with it. McKerney has it. Fake the pass to Golden. McKerney now dribbling around. And we'll back it back out. 25 on the shot clock. 38-35. 10 up by 3. 8:12 to go in regulation here in Hanover. Golden with the basketball. Can't find anybody. Now he bumps into Brooks. Oh, boy. Brooks gets charged with a foul, and I got to tell you something. John Golden got bailed out. And that'll be team foul number 8 against 10 with 8:08 remaining in the game. And that'll be the fourth personal against Brooks, so he'll have to sit on the bench. Smart move by John Golden. Brooks has to sit down with four personals.
Jerome Allen doesn't like to see that. He's had Brooks on Naldunas all night. Every time Naldunas checks in, Brooks checks in right after him. So see if the Big Green can exploit that right now.
And here's Golden at the line for the 1-1. First foul shot up. Good. One more at the line. 8:08 remaining in regulation. 38-36. Penn on top by 2. John Golden, the freshman, at the line for Dartmouth. Second foul shot up. Rims out. No good. Who's got the rebound? Penn does. And Stockerty corrals it. Slowly, Rosen brings the ball from right to left across the half-court stripe. 9:38 to go in the second half, by the way. Harvard with a two-point lead now on Princeton, 52-50. Down low with the basketball. Dougherty gets stripped by Trotter. Dartmouth has numbers going the other way. Trotter up ahead to Golden. Golden with the basketball. Back to Trotter. He'll fire. Up three. It's good. Jabari Trotter hits it. Dartmouth takes the lead again. 39-38 with 7:38 to go in the second half. Both Trotter and Golden are feeling it right now, but they've got to calm their emotions.
Just what the Big Green ordered. Senior leadership from Jabari Trotter there after they had some trouble a few minutes ago. Taking back control of this game.
And that was a great pass by Golden, too. Here's Rosen. Watch out. Look for him to answer. Gets Golden. Down low. Belcourt layup. Counted and the foul. And that's how the seniors kill Dartmouth. Rosen and Belcourt. You've got to be careful. And Belcourt lays it up and in. We'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Gil, as you and I look at the scoreboard, Penn's got the lead once again. 40-39 with 7:18 to go in the second half. It's great. You love the emotion by these Dartmouth players, but you've got to keep them in check because something like that can happen on the other end. And now you look up and you're trailing by a point. Could be two in a moment.
Zach Rosen showing you why he's one of the best guards in the league. They're drawing all that attention, sneaking a pass in the back door, getting the easy layup for his teammate.
Down in Philadelphia at the Palestra, 9 minutes to go in the second half. The Penn women leading Dartmouth 54-33. Other Ivy League scores as we check them right now. 7 minutes to go in the second half. Princeton holding on to a one-point advantage. 55-54, Princeton over Harvard with 7 minutes to go. 11 minutes to go in the second half. Yale at home leading Columbia 50-45. 9.5 to play in the second half. Cornell on the road leading at Brown 55-42. Tomorrow night it'll be Princeton here for the final regular season home game for Dartmouth. At 7 o'clock we will honor David Ruffel, Jabari Trotter, and Kirk Crepo on their final games on the home court here at Lead Arena. So after the media timeout, 40-39, Penn up by 1, 7:18 to go in our contest. Belcourt at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. It's the first foul called against Javonte Brooks, is that correct? And the fourth foul called against Dartmouth as a team. Let's look. I thought Brooks had more fouls than that. No, that is his first. So good job by Javonte staying out of foul trouble. It's Maldunas who has three for Dartmouth, and he's in the ballgame still.
Dartmouth would definitely not want to see this come down to a battle of the guards, as Penn seems to have the advantage in that respect.
Foul shot up and good. 41-39, Penn up by 2, 7:14 to play, second half. A little bit of pressure by the Quakers in the backcourt. Golden gets it ahead to Brooks. Brooks to Trotter. The crowd has slowly been filing in here in the second half. A small one. We've got Pentucky tonight. They're battling for a home ice advantage. And a whistle on a 5-second violation against Trotter. Turnover by Dartmouth. 6:59 to play, second half. 41-39, Penn on top by 2, and they get the basketball once again.
Not what you want to see from the senior right there. They've had trouble out on that perimeter, not turning the ball over. It's key if Dartmouth wants to stay in this game.
And you know what? Dartmouth has had too many turnovers tonight. Here's Rosen to the hole. Layup counted in the foul! Oh boy, exploded past 3 Dartmouth defenders. And again, Quakers at the line for the old-fashioned 3-point play opportunity.
Played right through the contact, went right over Gavis Maldunas. You do not want to see that if you're a big Green fan. Zach Rosen cannot get going.
6:50 to go in the game. 43-39. Penn on top by 4. Rosen can make it 5. Dartmouth tonight at the line, 11 of 19. Penn, 6 of 8. 16 turnovers. Make it 17, Gil, for Dartmouth. Rosen's foul shot up and good. Look at that. Dartmouth was up by 1 right at the media timeout. Now they trail by 5. 44-39 with 6:45 to play. Trotter in the front court trying to direct traffic. Guarded by Rosen. Now gets double team. Now doing the spring spree. He's got it, but way too far away from the bucket. Left elbow. Pulls up. Now Brooks has it. Drives into the hoop. Layup is no good. He traveled with the basketball. Oh, he got away with one, and he got fouled, and Javonte Brooks will go to line for 2. He went up with the ball and came back down with it without being touched. And Dartmouth got away with one right there with 6:27 to play. And they'll call it against Doherty. That'll be his second, team's 9th. The table has been set for Dartmouth right now. And a whistle stops play for a moment. 44-39, Penn up by 5, 6:27 to go in the game. Brooks at the line for Dartmouth. Foul shot up, back iron, no good. Dartmouth has struggled from the line tonight. They are 11 of 20. They're usually a sure thing, at least 80%. McKerney out, Trotter out. Ruffel, Melville in the game. Brooks is out there along with Maldunas and Golden. 17 turnovers tonight for Dartmouth. Foul shot, back iron, no good. He missed again. There's a difference in the ballgame too right there, Gil. Dartmouth is 11 of 20 from the foul line tonight. Those 9 points, they'd be leading Penn right now.
Absolutely. That's uncharacteristic of Javonte Brooks, though. He's usually pretty solid from the line.
Here's Rosen, fadeaway, jump shot, good from the foul line. Oh, Zach Rosen is going to kill Dartmouth again. He's the only player in double figures for Penn, but he's got 16, 7 of 14 shooting to go along with 3 assists. Zach Rosen, your leading scorer with 16 points. John Golden, the only one in double figures for Dartmouth. He's got 10. 5:50 to play, second half, 46-39, Penn on top. Here's Maldunas to the hole, layup is no good, left it short. Here comes Belcourt the other way. Look out, Penn with ahead of steam, and look at blow this game wide open as they lead by 7. Here's Rosen for 3! Off the mark, no good. That would have been a huge battle for it, out of bounds. Last touch by Belcourt will go the other way. Zach Rosen wanted to put this crowd to bed, and Dartmouth will call a timeout. And that will leave the Big Green with only one timeout for the rest of regulation. And this will be their full timeout. So we will check the scores right now. 5:36 to go in our game. 46-39, Penn on top. As we look at what the Dartmouth women are doing. 7 minutes to go at the Palestra. 61-38, The Penn women are leading Dartmouth right now, and as we take a look at the hockey score, still 4-0 Dartmouth, about 15 minutes to go over Clarkson in the second period. And Ivy League scoreboard, get an update in just a second. Don't forget, Penn and Princeton tomorrow here at 7 o'clock on DartmouthSports.com. As we wait for the scoreboard update, 46-39 our score here, Penn on top by 7, with 5:35 remaining in the second half. I guess we're not going to get it. So, Joe, you got 5:36 to go. You're down by 7. I think the key is trying to get Maldivas to force open inside and draw those fouls, because you're just one foul away, Penn is, from putting Dartmouth in a double bonus.
Absolutely. I mean, when they weren't turning the ball over, they had the advantage. They went on that big run at the beginning of the second half. And Maldivas, they kept it up. It's just a matter of turning the ball over on the perimeter. You can't do. So we'll look to see them get established inside these last 5 minutes.
That's the timeout called by Dartmouth. They've only got one, 3 left of 10. 9 fouls committed by the Quakers, 5 committed by Dartmouth. Possession arrow points away of Dartmouth. There's a tie-up. Crunch time right now for the Big Green. Melville, Brooks, Golden, Malginis, and Russell, the 5 on the floor right now for Dartmouth. Here's Melville getting around his man. Baseline jumper, it's good. Melville for 2. And Dartmouth within 5 points right now with 5:20 to play. 4 minutes to go at Harvard. Crimson 59, Princeton 55. 6.5 to play in the second half. Cornell over Brown 58-49. 9 minutes to play in the second half. Yale leading Columbia 52-49. Here's Belcourt, thought about the 3. Got by Brooks. Nice fake layup. He left it short. Oh, he had a great move right there, but left his layup short. Here comes Melville the other way for Dartmouth. Into the front court, directing traffic with 5 minutes to go. 46-41, Penn on top. Golden with it. Guarded by Cartwright to Melville. 20 on the shot clock for the Big Green. Melville to Golden, left-hand side beyond the arc. Again, guarded shirt-to-shirt by Cartwright. Belcourt comes in, steals away the basketball. Here's Rosen, look out. Foul line jumper, Rosen, back iron, no good. And a big foul right there. Doherty just crushes Maldunas. And that foul will be on Doherty. And guess what? Maldunas will go to line to shoot 2 right now. So this is definitely crunch time with 4:37 to play in the second half. Dartmouth in the double bonus for the rest of the ball game.
Maldunas got crushed there. Melville walks over and asks if he's okay. He said, yep. That's good to see.
And what's also good to see is that Dartmouth will be at the line for 2 foul shots for the rest of this game. 4:37 left. 46-41. Penn up by 5. Dartmouth shooting 2 for the rest of the game. Maldunas at the line for 2 shots. First one is good. Maldunas has struggled at the line. 3 of 7 tonight. He's only got 5 points, but 9 rebounds and an assist. Dartmouth is a team 11 of 22, or 12 of 22 from the foul line. Next one up, and it rolls off the rim, no good. There's that masked man again, Rob Belcourt with a rebound. It's been huge tonight. He's got 10 rebounds and 14 points. He's got a double-double. 4:25 left, second half. Penn up by 4, 46-42 here in Hanover. Rosen guarded by Golden. Cross-court pass. Belcourt looking to take Brooks off the dribble. Gives it to Cartwright in the lane. Back to Belcourt. Tic-tac-toe passing. Dartmouth defense scrambling. Layup in the foul and look out. Oh, boy. Renard came down hard on his shoulder. Looked like Maldunas might have gotten all ball, but Renard is in a lot of pain right now. Might have popped his shoulder out, but he will go to line to shoot 2. I think Maldunas got all ball, unless they're going to stay on the body. And that's tough because Maldunas picks up his 4th personal. And that's team foul number 6 against Dartmouth. 46-42, Dartmouth up by 4, or I'm sorry, Penn up by 4. Quakers lead at 46-42. 4:11 to play in regulation.
Maldunas still feeling burned. You're still talking to the ref over there.
I think you got all ball. First one, left it short. No good. Ruffle, the senior captain, comes over and says, hey, you got to give that one up.
Right.
Because one more and it's going to be your 5th. You don't want to get the officials on your back. Next one, up. Left it short. No good. Oh, boy, but the offensive rebound. 5-10, that's Doherty. And Golden sighs in frustration as he comes out to play Rosen. Penn's going to milk this clock as much as they can. 23 on the shot clock, 4 minutes to go in the game. 46-42, Quakers with the ball and a 4-point lead here in Hanover tonight. Dartmouth 1-9 in the Ivy League, Penn 7-2.
This is almost a must-win for the Quakers. They've got Harvard tomorrow night in Cambridge. Rosen taking Golden off the dribble. Rosen, fadeaway jumper, good. Oh, 20 seconds elapsed, and the senior just hits Dartmouth again over the head with a little 12-foot jumper. 48-42, Penn on top, 3:27 to play. This is Melville in the hole. Goes up with a wild shot up the front of the rim. No good. Now Dumas right there for the putback. And Gavis now Dumas in the lane and gets 2 points. Dartmouth now trails by four once again. 48-44. 3:10 to play in regulation.
Good play by Maldunas right there, making up for that missed offensive rebound on the series before.
Right place, right time for the freshman Maldunas. Here's Rosen shaking Golden. Oh boy, he's just toying with him right now. Senior versus freshman. 3 minutes to go in the game. 14 on the shot clock. This is a clinic right now by Rosen. Gets past Golden again. Goes up with a shot, no good, but a whistle on a foul as Rosen hits the deck hard. And that'll lead us to immediate timeout. 2:50 to go in the ballgame, 48-44. Penn up by four, and Rosen at the line for two shots, and we come back right here on the Dartmouth Sports Network.
If you're looking for the finest quality screen-printed t-shirts and apparel, turn to TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire. Since 1982, TK Sportswear has been the number one choice of Dartmouth groups, local organizations, schools, and other Upper Valley organizations. Because TK Sportswear delivers the best quality, value, and award-winning design every time. For the best screen-printed t-shirts and apparel at the best prices, visit tksports.com today. And save on quality. TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire.
Ledyard Financial Advisors is the premier wealth management firm that many of the region's affluent individuals and families turn to. We provide integrated investment, tax, and wealth management services in person, employing a framework of 13 potential wealth management issues. With the area's largest and most experienced staff of advisors, accountants, and portfolio managers, we are ready to help you. I'm Dennis Mitchell, certified financial planner and senior vice president of Ledyard Financial Advisors. Call me to get started at 603-640-2715.
You need to have a breakfast meeting.
Back here in Hanover, along with Gil Whalen, I'm Dave Collins. Glad you can join us here on DartmouthSports.com. We've got another one for you tomorrow, final home game for Dartmouth, as they will host Princeton 7 o'clock Eastern Time right here on DartmouthSports.com. This one not over yet. 2:50 to play in the second half. 48-44, Penn with a 4-point lead over Dartmouth. Zach Rosen will be at the line. Not sure if it's for a 1-1 or for two shots. Dartmouth left with one timeout. Penn with three. Possession foul points the way of the Big Green if there's a tie-up. And 10 fouls committed by Penn. They're over the limit. Dartmouth has committed seven.
So, not too many players in this league can create their own shot off the dribble today, but Zach Rosen is certainly one of them. They have John Golden playing on him, and man, I think it's the right matchup. He's made Rosen uncomfortable around the perimeter all night. He's 1-for-5 from three, but he does have the quickness advantage. So John Golden's got to be careful not to get beat off the dribble in these final minutes here.
Rosen at the line. They will call it a 1-1. So this is critical right here. Penn at the line tonight, 7-11. Dartmouth 12-23. First one up. Rolls off the rim. No good. Oh, Rosen usually a sure bet at the line. Misses the first. Dartmouth still has a breath or two left of them. Only trailing by 4 points. They haven't had the lead since about 12 minutes to go. And there are 8 minutes to go in this second half. 2:30 to play in our ball game here. Dartmouth trailing 48-44 now. Dunas gets shut off at the foul line. Melville with the basketball. 11 to shoot for the Big Green. Cartwright's got to tie his shoe. Whistle and a foul on the floor. And that'll send Tyler Melville at the line for two shots with 2:24 left in regulation.
It might be Brooks fifth. Oh, no. Somebody else.
They will call it against Rosen. That's his third. Okay. Tyler Bernardini, who has seen sparing playing time tonight, set to check back in the ballgame. Another senior that has hurt Dartmouth, but pretty quiet in this game. Melville, foul shot, up and good. Bernardini checked in, and who's coming out? They'll bring out Steve Renard. Seven fouls committed by Dartmouth, 10 fouls committed by Penn. 48-45, Quakers on top by three. Melville at the line for the Big Green for one more foul shot with 2:24 remaining. Oh, Brooks almost crossed the line. Melville foul shot. Oh, he got a lucky bounce. Back iron, front iron, falls through. Dartmouth down by two. It's a one possession ball game as Bernardini gets the inbounds pass off to Rosen. Melville, Golden, Russell, Brooks, Valanciunas. Those are the five out on the floor for head coach Paul Cormier. It's Cartwright's turn to try to shake Melville out of his shoes. Belcourt, backdoor pass, Rosen, layup, counted, and the foul, and if that's against Valanciunas, that's his fifth. There's that Zach Rosen guy again. Just destroying Dartmouth over the years. He gets the bucket at the line for an and one, and now Gavis Valanciunas, the big man for Dartmouth, has fouled out of the ball game.
Hate to see him foul out of the game there, Dave, but Zach Rosen unguarded on that backdoor cut. You got to protect your big man when he's got four fouls.
Now, Dunis got in trouble with two fouls early in the first half. Came back like a lightning storm in the second half. They found him inside. He was getting hacked. He was making layups. And now, all of a sudden, Gavis Valanciunas disqualified with five fouls with 2:09 to play in regulation. And who did it to him? That machete. Not a dagger. That machete. Zach Rosen, who has destroyed Dartmouth over the years. And Valanciunas is out with five fouls. So Rosen at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. 2:09 left. 50-46. Penn on top. Rosen trying to make this a five-point lead for the Quakers. Foul shot up. Good. The lead is five. Dartmouth not necessarily in a hurry, Gil, but each possession they have has to end with a bucket.
Absolutely.
Melville guarded by Rosen. They put R.J. Griffin in the ball game for Valanciunas. Brooks up with it. Layup no good, but the foul on Belcourt. And Javante Brooks now will go to line for Dartmouth with 1:54 left. And Belcourt picks up his second personal. Dartmouth has been in the double bonus since the 4:37 mark. Dartmouth at the line tonight, 14 of 25, Penn 8 of 13. And a timeout called by Penn. That will leave them with two. So we'll reset the game right here. 1:54 left, second half, Penn 51, Dartmouth 46. Brooks at the line for the big green to shoot two. Penn over the limit. Dartmouth has committed eight fouls. Possession now points the way of Dartmouth if there is a tie-up. Big Green left with one timeout, Penn left with two. Down in Philadelphia, women's basketball tonight. A minute to play at the Plexa. The Penn women leading Dartmouth 63-48. Women's hockey this afternoon, game one of the best of three series with St. Lawrence. Saints win in overtime by a final of 4-3. Game two will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Game three, if necessary, Sunday at 2 o'clock. And the Ivy League scoreboard right now, we're still waiting for an update. So we'll give it to you as soon as we have it. Dartmouth hosts Princeton tomorrow at 7. Penn goes on the road. One more game at Cambridge against Harvard. That is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as well. That game will be available on ESPN3, by the way. 51-46. Penn on top by 5. And a minute 54 to go in our ball game here. Brooks tonight, 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 of 6 from the foul line. First foul line, shot, back iron, no good. That is not good for Dartmouth fans. And a whistle on some moisture on the floor. Trying to get in Brooks' head. 18 seconds to play at Harvard. Crimson leading 62-58 over Princeton with 18 seconds to go. 4 minutes to go. Yale and Columbia are tied at 58. Next foul shot good by Brooks. 2:40 to play in the second half. Cornell 63, Brown 56. 18 seconds to go in the second half in Cambridge. Harvard leading 62-58. Rosen over the timeline. Guarded by Melville. 51-47. Penn with the ball up by 4. With 95 seconds to play. Here's Cartwright, guarded by Ruffle. Do they foul yet? No. Rosen has it. 15 on the shot clock. If they use the entire one, the game clock will be down to 1:15. Here's Rosen. Left elbow. Jump off the mark. No good. Ruffle controls the rebound. Dartmouth still alive. Don't need a three as of yet. Just need a bucket. Here's Melville. As Brooks gets thrown down on the other end by Brooks. Griffin thought about the three, left baseline, now drives in, kicks it back out, Golden, he'll pop the three, it's good. John Golden brings Dartmouth to within one. Big Green has to be careful, they've only got one timeout left. And a timeout called this time by Penn with 1:05 on the game clock.
What a huge shot by John Golden right there. Ice water in his veins, bails RJ Griffin out, drains it right over his guy.
1:05 left, second half. 51-50, Penn up by one. They've got possession of the ball in the backcourt. Both teams left with only one timeout. Possession now points away of Dartmouth if there's a tie-up. Penn in the single bonus, Dartmouth in the double bonus. If I'm the Quakers right here, I give it to Zach Rosen and say, all right, milk the shot clock down to about 3 or 4 seconds, throw up a prayer and hope you get fouled, because you still have the lead by one, and you can take the clock down to about 33, 32 seconds left.
Right, and one of the consequences of Gavis Maldunas fouling out is that they had to move Golden off Rosen down to the block. So it's Tyler Melville matched up against Zach Rosen now.
See if Matt LeBeau comes in for defensive purposes, maybe. We'll see who head coach Paul Cormier sends out. 51-50, Penn with the ball, and the lead of 1 point. 65 seconds to play in regulation. Belcour, Rosen, Cartwright, Bernardini, and Brooks on the floor for Penn. Devontae Brooks, RJ Griffin, Russell, Golden, and Melville. Those are the five on the floor for Dartmouth. Inbound pass goes to Cartwright. Is Dartmouth going to foul? No. 51-50, Penn with the ball and a 1 point lead. 58 seconds to go.
It's Golden on Rosen.
Rosen has the basketball. Brooks comes out, bumps into him. No call there. Dartmouth got lucky. Golden guarded by, or Rosen guarded by Golden. There's a 30-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Oh, Golden tried to sell it, but Rosen hits the two-pointer. Dartmouth down by three with a timeout to go. 53-50. Penn up on top by three. Shot clock. There's about a 2 second differential. Here's Ruffle to the hoop. Layup good! And Dartmouth trails by one with 26 seconds to play. Both teams left with a timeout. 53-52, ball knocked out of bounds. It'll still be Penn ball. Golden got tripped and tried to sell it. He's got to get right back up though on the other end to defend. And the final timeout in regulation called by Dartmouth. So this is huge for the Big Green. 26.2 seconds remaining. 53-52, Penn with the ball and the 1 point lead. Dartmouth, no timeouts left. Penn with one timeout left. Possession now points away of Dartmouth. There was a tie up. Both teams, Dartmouth and Lula in the double bonus, Penn in the single bonus. I say if you don't get the steal right away, steal, go for the foul.
Absolutely.
Because it just leaves you, it's only a 1-on-1 for Princeton. And if you foul with 23 seconds, it leaves you a lot more time for a lot more options. Trade it. Trade foul shots for 2 points or 3 point buckets.
It's not like Penn shot the lights out from the free throw line tonight. They're only 8-14.
Dartmouth, not better though. They're worse actually.
Yeah.
15-27, and that's what the ball game might come down to. So here we go at Lead Arena in Hanover. 26.2 seconds remaining. Second half. Penn 53, Dartmouth 52. Quakers will inbound. They cannot run with it though because it was knocked out of bounds. Dartmouth with no timeout. Penn with one left. See if Belcour moves around. Straddles his feet looking to inbound it. And does to Rosen. Steal almost, but knocked away, and they'll call the foul against John Golden. That's not a bad foul. You didn't want to foul Rosen, but it does stop the clock with 24.9 remaining.
Wasted no time either.
Oh, they'll call it against Ruffle. Only his second. And it's only the 19th foul. So Rosen for a 1-1. Rosen tonight. 23 points, 10 of 20 shooting, and 2 of 3 from the foul line with 3 assists. 24.9 seconds left. 53-52, Penn. Rosen at the line for the Quakers. First foul shot by the southpaw. Up, good, he'll get one more. Now, if he makes this and you're Dartmouth, you've got no timeouts, but you do not need a 3 right away. You still have time to trade those 2 for 1 buckets. Rosen at the line with 24.9 seconds remaining. Trying to put Penn up by three. Second foul shot. Up. Good. They are up by three. 55-52. Melville has it. Griffin out there for a three-point threat. Don't need a three right away. Melville has it. Melville with the basketball. Gets away from Belcour. To Griffin. Open for three. Way up the mark. Brooks has it. Layup. Cut it in the foul. Devontae Brooks lays it up and in. Old-fashioned
opportunity, and he's got a chance to tie the game for Dartmouth with 12.6 seconds left here in the second half. Oh, that was huge. We mentioned you don't need the three. You don't need the three. Griffin, usually a reliable three-point shooter. Almost like it was a planned pass to Brooks. Brooks lays it up and in, gets fouled, and he's got a chance to tie it. The freshman does for Dartmouth with 12.6 seconds remaining. Now, here's where you have to be careful whether he makes it or he misses it. Penn still has that timeout left. And Rosen can get down the court in a flash.
Right.
So there's still plenty of time left in this ballgame, even if Brooks can tie it up here for Dartmouth. 55-54 Penn. 12.6 seconds left. Foul shot by the freshman Brooks. Up, too strong. It's off the front of the rim, no good. And Ruffle has to foul Henry Brooks of Penn.
Heady play by David Ruffle there to foul the right guy on the rebound. I mean, that's a big spot for Javonte Brooks, but David Ruffle had fouled it all through.
And less than a second ran off the clock. So we're down to 11.8. And let's see what's going on here. left, 55-54, Penn on top. The foul's going to be on Ruffle. Are they going to call that an intentional foul? If they call that an intentional foul, that'll be awful. Timeout, Penn. It's a full timeout. And they're not going to call the foul against Ruffle. Okay, here's what I think's going on. And you can correct me if you hear something else. I don't think Ruffle's going to be charged with a foul. It's not up on the scoreboard. Instead, Penn got the rebound. They called timeout. So they're going to get the ball to inbound in the backcourt. So, who does that help?
It was 12.6 on the clock when Rosen shooting the free throw. So if Zach Rosen called a timeout in 0.8 seconds before Ruffle got the foul, I guess I wasn't watching Rosen, but it seems like
the only advantage this leaves to Dartmouth is that Penn's got to inbound the ball or else they're going to get a 5-second call. Other than that, would you rather have Rosen on the line? He's a great foul shooter. I'm not sure. Now, they put nine fouls up there. No, they put nine fouls up there, so. And then what we said is right, Joe. They called a timeout before the foul. So that would still. That should still be eight fouls and not nine fouls committed by Dartmouth. That's going to come into play. So Penn will inbound if there is no foul call, but there should only be eight fouls called against Dartmouth. 11.8 seconds left, Penn up by one, 55-54.
All eyes on Rosen here. You don't want to let him get the ball.
And almost a steal. Rosen has it. He's wrapped up by Ruffle. And that should be team foul number nine and not ten. So Rosen will be at the line for a 1-1. And no, that should be team foul number nine. They've got it wrong. This should be a 1-1. And SID Rick Bender is going over there. It should be a 1-1.
He's going to get two.
Yeah. So they're going to give him two shots with 10 seconds left. 55-54. Rosen's foul shot, good. Doesn't matter anyway. He would have gotten the bonus. So both teams with no timeouts left. 56-54. Penn up by two. Rosen to make it three. It's good. And a substitution now. Both teams with no timeouts left. Possession down points away of Dartmouth. And Dartmouth doesn't need a three here with 10 seconds left. They can go for a quick two and another foul. Getting close, but if you can run the length of the court in about 4 or 5 seconds, get the two, you're good. Melville picks it up in the backcourt against Rosen. Dartmouth down by three, 57-54, 5 seconds to go. Now they do need to chuck up a three in the corner. Here's Griffin with two. He'll fire it for the game. It's no good, buzzer sounds. And Penn escapes to the win tonight, 57-54 over Dartmouth. Tough loss for the Big Green. We'll take a break and be back to recap in a moment. We're back after this on the Dartmouth Sports Network. Penn wins it 57-54 over Dartmouth.
Looking for a great meal for the game?
Gamer Show, come in and visit us at Zinn's in the Hanover Inn for just the right mix of great food and great atmosphere. We have great new menu offers starting at $10, and the oysters are back for the season. If that isn't enough, kids 12 and under eat free from our new kids menu, including pizza, pasta, chicken tenders, and tacos. Also, we are now open at 5 p.m., so you can come early and be sure to get to the Gamer Show in time, any night of the week. New menu offerings, oysters, kids eat free, and newly added TV at the bar, and now open at 5 p.m. If you haven't been to Zinn's lately, you haven't been to Zinn's. If you're looking for the finest quality screen-printed t-shirts and apparel, turn to TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire. Since 1982, TK Sportswear has been the number one choice of Dartmouth groups, local organizations, schools, and other Upper Valley organizations. Because TK Sportswear delivers the best quality, value, and award-winning design every time. For the best screen-printed t-shirts and apparel at the best prices, visit TKSports.com today. And save on quality. TK Sportswear in Enfield, New Hampshire.
Ledger Financial Advisors is the premier wealth management firm that many of the
Final score, Penn 57, Dartmouth 54 back here at Leader Arena along with Gil Whalen. I'm Dave Collins. Another tough, heartbreaking loss for the Big Green as they now fall to 5-22 overall, 1-10 in the Ivy. Penn improves to 15-11 overall. I'm sorry, 16-11 overall. 8-2 in the Ivy, and guess what? They still got a chance to compete for an Ivy League title. As tonight, Harvard defeats Princeton 67-64. Cornell over Brown 69-63. And just about 40 seconds to go in the second half of New Haven. Yale on top of Columbia 70-65. So you look at the final stats, 57-54. Penn wins it tonight, Yale. Comes down to foul shooting, simple as that.
Foul shooting and turnovers. 17 turnovers for the Big Green. I mean, you saw that 10-minute point absolutely killed the momentum that they had going, that they built up early in the second half. And then, like you said, 15 of 28 from the line, it's not going to beat the second-best team in the Ivy League.
Now, 12 of 17, that's where 10 was from the line. Not much better, but just enough to defeat the Big Green tonight, 57-54.
I will say, though, I think we should take a minute to give John Golden some credit tonight. He's the leading scorer for the Big Green. He's playing the best guard in the league on the defensive end of the floor. He stepped up in some big spots tonight. He was really active on the defensive end around the three-point line. And if he plays like that for the next couple of years, we're lucky to have him.
Yeah, and it showed all-out hustle tonight, just a little too late for Dartmouth. They fall to Penn tonight, 57-54. Final for women's basketball, 63-49. Penn defeats the Dartmouth women. And women's hockey, best of three series, game one of the ECAC quarterfinal. St. Lawrence beats Dartmouth 4-3 in overtime. Game two will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll try to get you a men's hockey score when we have it in a moment. Last one we had was a 4-0 lead for the Dartmouth men. Over Clarksville. Yep, they'll take on St. Lawrence tomorrow. And we will host Princeton tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on DartmouthSports.com. Tough loss once again, but Gil showing signs of improvement. You know, they got that first victory last week against Brown. Now looking just to hopefully get things going in the right direction. They've got tomorrow night's last home game against Princeton, then on the road at Cornell and Columbia. Hopefully can round out with a couple of wins, round out this 2011-2012 season.
And like you said, that's 2 3-point losses to a team that couldn't possibly clinch the Ivy League championship tomorrow night. So,
yeah.
I mean, really nothing to hang your head about if you're Dartmouth playing with a 5-21 record, still coming out here and giving it their all.
It's this close, though, and they got over the hump last week against Brown, but I wouldn't necessarily call this taking a step back. I would just say a tough loss, chasing the victory right there and losing by 3, 57-54
right
to Penn. Second intermission, it's time 3-4-2. Dartmouth on top of Clarks, and that's in men's hockey. That'll do it for us here at Lead Arena. Thanks to Gil Whalen and also Rick Bender. I'm Dave Collins. Final score once again, 10-57, Dartmouth 54. We're home tomorrow night against Princeton at 7 o'clock right here on the Dartmouth Sports Network. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Boo.